magic.
Unlimited layers.
You don't know
I despise
I'm
the cold, and I don't like layering. I kind of like it because it hides fat.
So you'd rather go with like excessive heat than
yes.
excessive cold?
Yeah, in a heartbeat. In
did
a
you
heartbeat.
Hear my argument
have,
just
yes.
haven't
you,
haven't My
you
argument s- was sound.
Haven't you seen my
what
Death
a sound
Valley?
What does sound have to do with it? Tyler. What sound got to do? Got to do with it. What sound but a completely unrelated phenomenon to what you're talking about?
Mm-hmm.
Ooh, look at the light. It's perfect.
Chicks love layering. Want me to turn that monitor around and give us
no,
more light? We can
no.
see each other?
No, it's nice. It's like a nightlight.
It is like a nightlight. Only it's a very expensive
what I'm saying is if
high
it's
high consumption nightlight.
Super hot.
Yeah.
And you don't have AC and you're outside, you're just dealing
okay,
with the elements.
You threw a curveball in there with the you don't have AC part.
Yeah, you don't have AC, right? You're just like dealing with the elements.
Okay,
so
you don't have a heater.
Keep stripping
then.
Down until you're like just naked and yeah. then like now you
yeah.
can't strip down anymore. You're just that's as hot
I
as
I would
it's,
rather
you're
be
fucked.
I would rather
but if it's
be
cold,
standing in
you
Death
can keep
Valley.
Putting new layers on.
I'd rather be standing in Death Valley in 118 degrees mm-hmm. than standing in New York in 10 degrees.
But what if you get to control the clothing? See what I'm saying? Like you could.
Okay, what
layer
I'm saying
up.
Is I don't like cold.
Mm, yeah, but you can get warm.
Warm.
You can get warm, but I'd prefer not to. Why would you want all these extra layers on?
But we're
you?
Saying if you
what
have to be in extreme cold or extreme heat, at least in extreme cold you can get back to warm.
Yeah, but extreme yeah. heat's not that bad.
Yeah, it's pretty bad.
It's not that bad.
Like extreme heat, bro.
Yeah.
Like 20 Kelvin.
20 Kelvs. 20 KVs.
Welcome to After Disaster. I am Anderson. There is Mike Corona to my right. There is Ty to my left.
This is the show where we talk about layering.
Shout out to all the Tyler lovers. Shout out to all the Tyler haters. You know I got love for you,
don't
fam.
Don't touch me. Don't touch me.
Still got you no matter what.
Don't touch him.
We're coming to you live on tape from a dark office at top the second layer of the Improv. And Hollywood Improv, world famous Improv.
Second layer.
Doobie Brothers playing downstairs.
Yeah.
Top layer.
Michael McDonald was playing downstairs.
We're
upstairs.
When I was a kid, meaning yeah. younger than I am now, like
in
my
20s. In the 20s.
I had a ritual I did every single year at Humphreys by the Sea, my favorite concert venue ever, and I would go see Michael
Anderson's
McDonald.
Anderson's already bored and on his phone.
I would go see Michael McDonald play every
single You started to tell your story, Anderson instantly
year.
Went to his phone.
I know, what are you doing with your phone? That's unprofessional.
I do the phone every week, but now that we're doing
it's
this goddamn
me,
dark
yeah.
thing,
but it's
you
it's
guys
very
can notice.
Disconcerting, and it's very rude. We're doing a show, and you're looking at your phone. Why not? I'm going to go get, since you hand me a magazine from over there, so I can, like, I'm going to pull out a novel and just start reading a pipe and a novel.
I need to see what's going on in my notes. I'm
my friend,
to see what's happening.
3 years in a row, my friend Dave and I would just go go down there
shit.
To see Michael McDonald, and we would chat Nothing. And drink during the entire show because it was boring, and then he would do
you
the Doobie Brothers.
You should have done, just take your phone out.
He'd do the Doobie Brothers compilation at the end of the show for the encore, and we would suddenly be paying full attention.
Mm-hmm.
China Grove.
Uh-huh. What's the American one?
Oh, Blackwater, keep on rolling, Miss.
I don't think he's saying that one, though,
keep
did he?
On shining. What?
Doobie Brothers are
Why are you
great.
Such a musical aficionado? Why is that?
Because music's the most important form of art that we have.
No, it's not.
Absolutely. Nope. Absolutely.
Film.
Nope.
You know why? Music's a part of film. Yeah.
Yeah, but music is the biggest part of film.
No, it's not.
Yeah.
No, not at all. When's the last time you went to see a movie and you're like, you know what? Heard it got a great score. Heard there's a great soundtrack.
Always.
Gotta go.
Always.
That's not why you go see movies.
No, it's not. But movies without
Furious
film
7.
Would suck. Film without movies without music would suck.
Yes.
It's like
music
dick without balls,
doesn't
bro.
Suck, no matter
shout
what.
Out.
Music
shout
alone.
Out.
What?
A good song is the most important.
A movie without
the most
good
inspiring
tunes, like a dick
form
without
of
balls,
art
bro.
That there is.
Doesn't fuck.
Tyler.
That's why everybody would prefer. Everybody would give up
generation.
Their career to be a rock star.
I'm 30. I'm not sure that I'm connecting with young. Young
I think,
fans
I think
anymore.
We connect. I think
when
we're
did
young
you turn
30?
Well, last year. Thanks for
really?
Noticing.
Yeah. Wow.
Why didn't we like make a big deal about Tyler turning 30?
I don't know.
Because
we should have.
Did you have a party?
You don't care.
Wait.
Not really.
Hey, you have a party. You had a party.
Wait a minute. I
you
had
a party
with
party.
You.
What? Did you have a...
Wait, what?
Did you have a celebration at work in
did
the trailer?
Did you have a 30th birthday party, Tyler? Mike, do you understand
I think
what's
I
happening there?
I'm... No, I'm pretty sure I spent my birthday with you. With
really?
Over at your house.
Tyler.
The 30th?
Did you have a celebration in the trailer at CBS?
No.
Why would he do that?
Because that's where I celebrated my 30th birthday.
Shit.
It's weird.
I probably walked in there, but...
Yeah.
No, I didn't have a...
Like, I walked in there, and there was all this stuff, these decorations up, and all these prizes. Mm-hmm. I mean, presents.
Prizes.
Well, and congratulations on making it to 30. Here's your prize, sir.
And I was so, I felt like I'm fucking washed up. I'm like, it's over.
Yeah.
30.
You're right.
Done. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Done deal.
That was kind of like your pinnacle, right?
No fucking way. Things are way better now than they were back then.
Oh, they are?
Absolutely.
You had your own office, CBS.
Got a, you know, endless TV. Fucking cavalcade of Poontang coming down the pike.
Mm. Poontang. Not sure we're signing off.
Oh, sorry. That. I thought Emily was here. We were going to talk Poon.
Yeah, Emily Morris, Sex with Emily. She was supposed to be on the program. I hesitated to even let you guys know that because I love Emily. She might hear this because she listens to the program. But I almost didn't even let you guys know because I know that she's very, she's kind of like Carano as far as the... At least 5-6 texts today going back and forth saying, all right, so I'm going to come on the show tonight. You want me on there, right? We're going to do the show. You're going to come on now? I guess, Em. We'll
she canceled.
There. And then the last
Did she
text
listen?
I got was, yeah, she listened. Last text
Shout
I got.
Shout out, Emily girl, sup? I see you driving around listening.
Why are you doing that? Why are you doing that?
I was
that?
Afraid that Trying if she was relevant. On the show, I was going to have to bring up my theory that she's a virgin.
Why is that your theory?
It just is.
Remember, that's the thing that really made Dr. Drew disgusted with me. He was very mad at me when I brought that up. Remember?
Sort of.
I told the story too many times, but it's one of the many, many examples of why Drew cannot be trusted.
Shout out to Emily because every single day when I have my Twitter open that monitors my feed and the After Disaster feed, her tweets are constantly popping up. It's like, are you fucking with dildos? Like, here's 30, 32 slippery lubes you need to stick in your ass tonight. I'm like, Jesus.
They make that many slippery lubes?
Jesus.
Have you guys tried lube?
Sure.
Because I've never felt something that's as slippery as like a water-based lube.
I think if you put lube on the bottom of your feet and ran down the street, you would just slide probably
forever.
Yeah, I don't
think you'd be running. You know, we do slip and slide at camp every year, and it's not
is
that slippery.
That
with water or with lube?
With water, we put like some soap suds in there to make it a little more slippery, but maybe I can just get like a vat of lube from Emily.
KY gel.
And next summer, I'll be like the
Astroglide.
Hero. Astroglide. I'll come out, like, well, I'll back my car up to the
Mommy,
slip and
Daddy,
slide.
The counselors let us use Astroglide at camp.
No, that'll be even better is when the kids are in the store and they see KY jelly, and they're like, that's the stuff that...
That's the stuff that counselors put on me to make me go fast.
Oh, man.
I want to do that to a kid.
Doesn't it seem like if you need lube, you shouldn't be doing what you're doing?
I think No. We'll talk about that when Emily's
I
on the
Then again,
show,
everything is unnatural. Everything is unnatural.
Everything is unnatural.
No, I mean, just most like your things. Talk about your layering talk, your fascinating layering theory. Like clothes,
that was rude.
That was
that was Mike
sorry,
verbally
sorry,
taking
sorry.
Out
was,
his phone.
That was an attack.
I was getting back at you for attacking us for microphone talk before that.
Before the show even began.
To be more specific, Tyler and I had an in-depth
so
preamp,
bored.
Preamp discussion.
So bored.
Anderson didn't care for it. I love talking preamps.
If there's one thing,
you guys
want to
talk
Toronto
preamps
loves.
Or gigahertz?
You know what you're doing. If you're plugging computer, directly into the 5D, it's going to give you this, and it's going to be good. And I was just like,
You know what else? You need a preamp for your phonograph. Got to have a preamp.
Oh,
a
hell
phono
yeah.
Preamp
hell
or you'll
yeah.
get shit.
All right. Let's not
Don't I know it.
Destroy the poor
Don't
listeners.
I know it. I broke out my Welcome Back Cotter record player a couple
Welcome
days ago.
Welcome Back.
And it's a record player.
I feel like Welcome Back Cotter's come up 3 times in the last
I have a Welcome Back Cotter record player, and it works. The motor works.
You can sell that. And make money.
Gene Shalit?
And pay the IRS.
I had a feeling that Gabe Kaplan's going to die, and I wanted to ready
Kaplan.
For my tribute to him.
Yeah.
And it might need a needle or something, because doesn't play the record.
Right. Could you look and see if there is a needle?
I couldn't really see, because I don't any glasses.
Mm-hmm.
I did look, but I couldn't tell.
Put your tongue on it like a 9-volt battery.
That's what I thought about. I thought about scraping my eyeball over where the needle's supposed to be.
You just put your finger on it. You can hear it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Didn't try that.
You should probably try that.
I forgot about record players, man. I miss them.
What?
Mm-hmm. Well, they still sell them.
It doesn't matter because I'm simplifying my life, so I don't
Did
need
you know
another
that,
fucking thing.
I think it's 2016. Vinyl was a $1 billion industry again?
Vinyl outsold CDs. I know that. I don't know about the $1 billion mark. Where'd
Fuck
you hear
up.
That?
I don't know. I saw it on a tweet.
How's that
right
possible?
Right underneath Emily's 39 ways to 69 your dad.
No 69 your dad.
Well,
no,
if he's into it. Not. Stepdad.
That's condescending towards her.
Condescending.
We had a nice time up in the Madonna Inn.
Yes.
We had a good time.
When
it's
you
beautiful.
Say we.
I mean.
The four of us.
My beautiful wife, Jillian. my lovely child, Atticus, and Mike Carano. Mike came up to visit. Had dinner with us. It was a great time.
It was fun.
Came in the room.
It was nice, man.
We hung out.
You know what I didn't do?
Played with the drone a little bit.
I didn't get a second dessert.
No Mike Carano. I mean, no Ty Ty. No Tyler. No Ty Ty.
Were you planning on going up there?
I told him that he and Lorenzo were supposed to get a room.
Yeah. I wasn't invited either.
Hey, you're kind of invited. You said you could still be up there. I'm like, yeah, coming up.
I'm invited. I don't go. Mike's kind of invited. Mike shows up.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
That was great. Madonna and it was fantastic. Yeah,
I finally got the balls to fly the drone directly over Neverland Ranch on the way up.
Anything?
Did you see Paris?
Yeah, maybe? I see it.
Bunch of little boys' underwears just stirring about.
It's
Anderson.
It's just
that's
what you've seen before.
High-standing vegetables.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, they still left up all the evidence.
Well, I mean, that was just part of the motif. Like like on the walls, like that's how
he strung little boys' underwear up like it's flags, and the parents come in, they're like, "What's that?"
It's like camp.
Oh, nothing.
You're just being ignorant. It's like camp. It's fun. It's a prank.
Yeah, that's KY jellies for the slip and slide.
Guys, leave Michael alone.
Slip and slide. That was a great thing when I was a kid. I think I'd break my neck if I did it as an adult.
I try and do it. Every summer, I always go, I'm going to do it at least once, and I do it, and I don't slide very far, and it's not fun, and everyone laughs.
In high school, we had this like big, like, the first day back from school was like this big, our first day back from like summer break was kind of like a barbecue party day or whatever. Mm.
What kind of slacker school did you go? Yeah. What the fuck?
Dude, fucking chilling for Jesus,
first day
bro.
Back, man. We're going to have a barbecue.
You didn't go to Jesus school, did you?
What? Yes.
You did?
Wait, high school?
Yes.
You went to a Jesus high school?
Oh, man.
A private Christian high school. Where
I
have you been?
Know
no
that.
Pun intended, but that's
no
a revelation.
Idea. You went to a private... What?
I don't know.
Oh, yeah, you didn't do a thing.
I know.
I was waiting for it.
I've
it's
been
over.
Stalled on it a lot.
It's officially over.
Wait,
it's
you went to a private Jesus school?
Yes.
Can I just tell you, I was thinking about you quite a bit.
Thanks, buddy.
The last 3 days when I was up in the old San Luis Obispo up there doing Don End Time with the wife, which was kind of like her unofficial, I hate to say it, but like her push present. Like I told her
what
we
is,
were going to do something nice after the pregnancy.
What is a push present?
Yeah, it's what they, you know what the push present.
No, I don't want you to illuminate us.
Thanks for pushing. Here's a present.
Know, yeah.
I've never heard of it. I've never heard
really?
Of it till now.
It's a new thing.
Really?
Prods have found push another angle good. To get another gift, and it's called a push present.
You can't
right?
just you can't just lift the baby up and go, here you go, it's baby.
Like, dude, I already gave you
no
my dick.
Intended.
What else do
you
want?
I gave you all of it. I gave you
shout
the
out.
Semen. I gave you my dick.
Who are you shouting out to?
Everyone who got my dick.
Word now.
So
that's a shout out to Lorenzo.
Who doesn't listen?
Push present. I don't like that.
I know. I hate it.
How
gross.
Did you become aware of this
push present?
Very suspect idea of a present.
Why isn't it called a gush gift?
Yeah, but who told you push present?
Who told me that?
Yeah.
I don't know. It's just like a thing.
Never heard of that.
Well, it's probably because you've never impregnated anyone, so you haven't had to deal.
Hey, did you get me? I didn't die in my sleep present. yeah. Let me run down to the store and pick it up. What's with girls and presents, by the way?
They like shiny shit. They like it.
Why do they need to be validated all the time?
Yeah, but presents are so superficial.
I didn't even tell her that it was a push present. Just like, you know, we were up there and,
now
you
did.
Know. Well, because
then it seems like you're trying to get something out of it.
I got the vacation.
Yeah.
Put your card away, even though she did pay for dinner a couple nights. But yeah.
You're
like,
married.
Yeah,
what do you mean she paid for dinner?
Yeah, what does that
we
mean? Put your card
still.
You told your wife, put your card away?
Yeah.
Oh, no. Your money's no good here,
honey.
Woman I committed my life to and have a child with, your money's no good in this restaurant.
It's our money. But we still have it separated. It's still separate. So we have
separate
accounts.
Oh, I didn't know
accounts.
That. I didn't know you did that.
Like, I take portions and, you know, I take, like, fractions for what we
you
owe every month.
You take the bigger portion as you're the man.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So how do you pay the bills?
I pay all the bills and then I...
it'd be great if, like, your landlord was named Bill and your...
And his wife was named Bill.
Everyone you owed money to was named Bill.
It would not be great, Tom.
Why?
It'd be very confusing. Very confusing.
Did you pay the bills? And you're like, oh, yeah.
Or the owner of the Buffalo so Bills stupid. Has to constantly pay the
I
bills.
I used to wear a Buffalo Bills hat.
That's true. It does.
And my English teacher.
You just don't do punchlines
I'm not even,
anymore?
I stop thinking when I get halfway through it.
One of the only teachers I ever liked all my years of school was Mr. Salak at Westlake High. He was awesome. Yeah. That guy.
Salak.
I think it was CS. And
he always said, cut me some Salak.
And I was wearing my Buffalo Bills hat. And
shout
he's like,
out.
He's like, Andy. Actually, he called me Mr. Cowan. If I put an apostrophe in between that L and that S, that becomes my hat because his name was Bill Salak.
Oh.
He's like, if I put an apostrophe, I'm like, that's a good English joke.
What did you say
to him? Mr. Salak. Oh, he smelled like coffee and cigarettes all the time.
And you high five and slap.
Wonder
dick.
Why?
I had him right after lunch, and I would just go up to him and I go, "Oh, yeah. The way you smell, Mr. Slack."
Oh, what?
Yeah, and he's like, "I get it.
You're mad at me for my Jesus school.
Yeah, that's
you're,
weird.
You're smelling
you
your English
you're
teachers.
Smelling your teacher."
So I thought about you a lot, Ty Ty, when we were up there because when we were up in the old slow, the only radio
you're smelling
that
your
I
teacher.
Could...
Meanwhile, Tyler's having a barbecue first day
yeah,
back.
I didn't get to smell my story.
We're gonna get there. We're gonna get there.
You're delaying a story that's probably not worth it.
Mr. Slack's smell of coffee and cigarettes was very, very satisfying to a high school aged Andy. So
what does ball smell like?
Because you were sleepy and needed some nicotine?
A little yeasty. Yeah. Wish we didn't say that. Wish we didn't admit that.
Hey, do you think... Remember,
I don't know what Mr. Slack's balls smelled like, okay?
You know, back in the day...
Leave Mr. Slack's balls
like
out
of 60s, 70s, probably 80s, they had a teacher's lounge where all the teachers could smoke. What, oh, do you yeah, think yeah. that exists
oh,
now?
Oh, of course not. No. We are 100%. We're very proud to...
So teachers have
out.
To sneak out and smoke in their car or smoke something?
Smoke-free facility here at So-and-So High School and Jesus Christ High School.
Jesus Christ High would be such a good
Jesus
name.
Jesus Christ High.
Such a good name for a
oh,
school.
Man. You're just cut right to the chase.
Yeah.
We're not even going to compete with the other schools. Jesus Christ High is playing the cap.
I feel like if Johnny Cochran's got an elementary or a middle school,
yeah,
like
he
Jesus
sure does.
Christ should have at least one school, right?
Yeah, probably.
It sounds like a great TV show.
Yeah. All right.
Jesus Christ High.
So the
Fighting Jesuses.
The only station I could get up there was
the Fighting Saviors.
Christian station.
Oh,
Christian rock,
Jesus!
And I think about you every time I listen to it, and I think about Mike and I and how we don't like gang up on you enough about your Jesus love.
You know, we don't persecute that guy enough.
We really don't.
Let's not take it to that extreme.
And
do you know that there's a very big market for Christian rock?
Oh yeah, I know, huge.
My brother plays in a Christian rock band.
They get a lot of poon.
He,
we should start making fun of him.
He has a regular gig at a church. He's not here, it's not even his religion. Of course, it's not his religion, but it's a regular paying gig, and they have an entire orchestra that they play. They pay every Sunday, and I went to the service on Christmas Day or Christmas Eve. One day I was at Madonna Inn, one day I was in San Diego. Either way, I went to the service, and it was the fastest church service I've ever sat through because they open up
like
with
speed
two
speed metal Christian rock.
They open up with two songs. They have a full orchestra, horns, strings, everything.
There is such a thing.
Probably.
I used to listen
so
to them. They're
bad.
Really great.
Striper?
No, Striper
it's
was
actual
the
like
my
death
English,
metal.
Speaking of English teachers, my English teacher at Jesus Christ High was Striper's sound man for one of their tours.
Wow.
But he had a lot of really boring conversations.
Did he have any free extra Bibles lying around that they would throw out to the audience?
Yeah.
Did they really?
Instead of guitar picks.
They threw Bibles out.
Striper.
I don't know if that's true.
It's true.
That's terrible.
It's absolutely true.
Striper and Winger are the same band in my head.
Nope.
Winger is almost as bad.
Kip Winger is probably not religious. And
wasn't
and
it Beavis and Butthead when one of the kids just wore a Winger shirt? Like one of the nerdy kids?
One of them wore AC/DC.
Yeah, that was Butthead and Beavis were, or Beavis wore, Butthead.
Was Winger a Christian band?
Butthead wore Metallica. No. Beavis wore AC/DC.
Was Winger nerdy?
And then they had a nerdy friend
like
who
a
wore a Winger.
Pseudo metal. Like
I don't
Bon
know a
Jovi
single
kind of
Winger
band.
Song.
You know all the Striper songs, huh?
I don't know a single Striper song.
Have you listened to a lot of Christian rock, Mike?
It's not good.
None at all.
It's
none?
Really not good.
I listened to a lot of it while I was up there.
I may have
why?
Listened to something by accident.
I was just kind of drawn to like the whole idea of it because it freaks me out.
I like that like, I'm trying to talk you out of it.
The majority of humanity, you know, believes in magic. That freaks me out.
Well, here's what freaks me out about Christian rock is I don't want to tolerate it, but I have no problem listening to Dio sing about the devil.
Yeah, it's edgy.
So it's
but
weird.
Christian rock.
Yeah, but
like,
Christian rock could
it,
be that good. Christian
no,
rock.
No, I've
could
listened
be,
to it. I just spent a weekend.
I'm
listening
the first
to,
in line
it's,
for church.
It's like you can take almost any love song and just take out
yeah,
like
yeah.
whoever it is and put Jesus
it's
in there.
It's not good. It's yeah. not good.
It's just ask his song after ask his song after ask his song.
I've off-
sweet Jesus Christ.
Saving souls left and right.
But, I was thankful
Hammer.
That, you know, I have
Hammer.
A very
Hammer.
Good friend of my life who is very, very, he's pretty religious.
Yeah.
To the point where, like, he didn't have sex until he got married, and, like, he never, ever brings it
no
up.
Mistake.
Never. Never shoves it down, Arthur. Never brings it up on the pool.
Yeah.
His dad's a missionary. Just
no, my dad's not a missionary.
Yeah, he kind of is.
He's a missions pastor.
He goes and he speaks the
my
Lord.
My dad caused a lot of trouble on Facebook.
I like that Tyler says he's not a missionary, and you just go, yeah, he is.
He's a mission pastor.
I can't know what you're talking about. Jesus Christ.
He goes to places, builds some like structures, and
says,
worship Jesus.
Yeah. I don't think he builds. Yeah. He doesn't build.
He only has sex in one position.
Yes, that's true. He told
me. You said that you've gone on these missions with him and built stuff.
But that was like volunteer time. It's not like what he does. That's
missionaries are volunteer.
Michael, can you...
That's a missionary.
That's why I said,
on inauguration day, my dad posted, it's morning in America, MORNING.
Yeah,
he misspelled it.
Kind of ruffled some feathers with some of the more.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Conservative,
ruffled some of their racist feathers.
Mm-hmm. I feel like if God wasn't a part of anyone's life, Trump wouldn't be in.
Absolutely correct. If God wasn't part of anyone's life, most conservatives wouldn't be in.
Right.
Because they aim towards that crowd. And I got to be honest with you. As anti-religious as I am, I do understand why people incorporate it into their lives. Because it brings you great peace and it brings you great... It keeps you centered and stuff.
Oh, yeah. I'm not...
I'm really sorry I brought up slip and slides.
Hey, I'll tell you this much. I'll tell you this much. In all seriousness.
Slip and Christ.
Almost
that's
exact.
That's what it was Christ? Called. What? Slip and Christ. That's what the event was called at our
almost
at
exactly a year not. Ago.
Yeah, it was. You had to slide down with your arms out and your
made
feet together.
Sick.
Oh, that'd be sweet.
Slip and Christ.
Yeah, you got to do like crucifixion style.
You got to keep your feet crossed over
one another. Do they have a dive? They should have a dive. They should have a Christ dive.
When he did it right, everyone yelled, "Nailed it!
Nailed it!" That's and then they go, roll the rock, roll the rock.
He doesn't seem like a Christian, does he?
When the best...
Christians just winced when Tyler made that joke?
It's the best kind of Christian,
None,
right?
Because Christians are supposed to be accepting of other people, which is why
it's
one of the classic hypocrisies in life.
I was like born Christian. You actually you went to work for Christians for a while there, Michael. You lived the life of a
Christian.
I did
that thing
cult?
In Catholic school where I ate the piece of cardboard or whatever it is. Whatever that fucking thing is.
Yeah, they feed kids cardboard.
Whatever it was.
Wafer.
Yeah,
wafer.
The wafer. I ate the wafer.
I never got to eat wafer. I want to eat wafer.
Communion? Is that what it is?
Yes.
Yeah,
don't act like you don't know. You know.
I forgot the name of it.
Ba-da-ba-ba-da-ba-ba.
Forgot. Don't act like I don't know it. Like,
yeah, you know.
No, I couldn't remember
life,
the name.
Every single weekend.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I ate wafers every weekend.
Didn't you?
No.
Communion?
Wacky wafers.
The
here's the thing, right. And then we'll wrap. And I won't bring this up again.
Okay.
When almost exactly
I don't
a
like
year
your
ago,
microphone.
What?
I know it's
the
too bulky.
The fuck was that?
I don't like it.
Is this retribution? Because we haven't talked about your Jesus Christ about barbecue yet.
Yeah, tell the Jesus Christ story because I don't want to go where I'm going with
Jesus
this.
Christ barbecue.
No, we have to. What?
Okay, a year ago, I think tomorrow, my sister was killed.
Oh no!
And
I'm sorry.
There's nothing I wanted more in my life than to believe she was in a better place.
Right.
Nothing I wanted more. Like I wanted so bad to go. I wish I felt that. I wish that would have been so much relief. So
comfort,
I get it. Yeah, I understand the religious thing, and I understand, you know.
I've seen some kids from my camp, you know, go down, like just get sicker and sicker and eventually die. And I've seen them really lean on religion. I'm like, thank God.
Your camp is killing kids? How does it stay in business?
Thank God these kids and their families have religion that they can be like,
I agree.
They can say, oh, I can't wait to see you know, on the other side. And I know that we're going to lose our kid right now. And it's the worst thing that a human being can go through is losing a kid.
I agree. And I also am starting to come around to the fact.
I'm very thankful that it exists. And I hope that it's true. And I'm not saying it's not. Yeah. I just don't. Necessarily,
if it's any consolation to you, like also keep in mind that those people that believe that also have severe doubts about it as well. We're not all just living in some fucking like it's fucking fine.
Let me ask you this, Ty.
Yeah.
Do you think that Mike and I are going to hell?
No.
Tyler, that was pretty quick. Really? I like that.
I don't really subscribe to the fact that hell is the fire and eternal burning type thing. Yeah. I think the proper interpretation of it is that by definition, hell is a eternal separation from God. So that's.
That doesn't sound too bad.
But that wasn't scary enough to keep people in line in the Middle Ages, so they made a spooky, scary hell that people were like, I don't want to go do that. So
if there is a hell, though, is Dio playing?
I hope so. Yeah. There's got to be something going on down there.
I like that. I've never heard anyone actually
say that
that's what they're they subscribe.
That's not a bad, totally made up theory.
No.
Totally
you're,
made up
you're
loose,
cut off,
loose
you're cut off
theory.
God. No God for you. Back to the back of the line.
My real problem with religion, the big problem is, aside from the fact that I don't believe it's real, but my real problem is the colossal...
Besides the fact that I deny everything about it,
if somebody were to go, I'm a Christian, I go to church, I read the Bible, I follow the Lord's word, and then they actually acted on what they said, I would be like, that's great. But they don't. They're complete hypocrites.
Well,
complete and total
the problem
hypocrites.
Is the people that do that, you don't really notice it because they're nice, quiet people.
Like Tyler. Yeah.
It's the people
like Johnny Cash.
Yeah, it's like the squeaky wheel.
No,
yeah.
I'm not.
Johnny Cash was very religious, but he didn't jam it down your throat.
You know what makes me believe in religion a little
bit? He shot a man in Reno, though.
Super smart fucks. Like,
just to watch him die.
It's kind of fucked up.
Einstein.
Mm-hmm.
He got religious late in life.
I think that's a rumor.
No.
I don't think it's true.
It's absolutely true.
I don't think so.
So true?
I don't think it's true.
I don't think
it's true. Because I think that was something that used to be peddled at Jesus Christ High, and I was like,
you know what? Besides, I'm a Jew, so what do I care about your fucking religion?
Wow.
Mm. Yeah, you should feel really good, because you're like, yeah, you idiots, like, worship one of us.
Yeah.
And he's not even the right dude.
Yeah, you idiots. Okay, Jesus Christ.
Anyways,
high. You come back from vacation and you have your easy barbecue, and somehow there's
a slip and slide
involved.
And it was set up on a hill.
Barber Christ.
Wait, you had a slip and slide in high school and a barbecue?
Can I finish
and there
the
was
story?
Lube.
Yeah, you should have gone to Jesus Christ High.
God damn, it's like vacation time over there.
This was actually at a separate campus that we would go to.
A summer campus?
Separate campus. It was like this large.
The slip and slide barbecue campus.
Wait, why would you go to a separate campus?
Because our place was very small and didn't have places where you could set up. Like,
how many people went to your school?
400.
You should have said two.
So like
you were homeschooled.
Oh, how many grades?
Four.
So it's like 100 per.
Yeah, roughly
100.
yeah. Real quick, hold on, everyone at home.
Huh? So about 50 girls in your class?
It was probably maybe 60, 40.
Do you understand that my school was so fucking big that we actually had to have, like, do lunch and shifts? Because the cafeteria wasn't big enough.
I had that in my K through 8 public school.
That's crazy.
I had to do lunch and shifts.
Was it weird going to school with Jews?
I don't think we had any Jews in.
I had a couple.
We infiltrate.
We infiltrate everywhere. Mm-hmm. Even though I just found out I'm a Jew like 6 months ago, so yeah. I'm kind of new to this whole neuroses.
You got the jokes though.
Ba-da-ba-da-bum. Oi.
No, you get to do the jokes, is what I'm saying.
Yeah.
He's oi vey, not just oi.
Oh.
You're not Australian.
Oh, I just found out.
I just found out I'm Australian, mate.
Oh, that character.
Mate.
That character.
I love shrimp on the Barbie.
Orange is the New Black that became Jewish just so she could get better food. The best. Oh, the best.
Is that, what's her name? Shirley?
She get kosher food now?
Yeah. She realized there's a loophole. So
is there a difference between kosher food and
halal?
Is it just blessed, or is there another technique in preparing kosher food that is it advantageous?
I think like raw things can't touch things, and like it's not just blessed. It's also the
because
way
I hear the best place to buy meat is a Muslim meat market.
Halal.
Muslim,
yeah, halal.
Yeah, is that true? Yeah, have you heard that?
Like all those carts in New York where you get street meats, those are halal. Or at least they claim to be.
Why is it great? Why is it the best?
I don't know. I someone was just telling me it's.
I think they only deal with like pure unprocessed. Like
yeah, I think so too.
But no pork though.
I think I gotta stop eating steaks.
Hey,
stop
guess
eating
what?
Red meat.
That fish was the only time I've fallen off the wagon in almost a week now.
Oh, you're just not doing meat at all.
Trying not
to. I'm a pescatarian. I'm down with
the
having fish.
Was that steak the last time you had steak?
Yeah, I mean, I eat it like maybe once or twice a month.
Oh, that's
but
not bad.
We're driving home from up north, and I saw these two cows. Like,
oh my god,
they have a lot of free range cows up there. When you're driving by,
a lot of the
big giant ugly food processing meat packing like slaughterhouses that I used to pass, they're gone. I guess those are on the fly. Anyways, a lot of free range cows,
Harris
slaughterhouse,
ranch.
Or as I
Talking
like to call
Harris.
Them. Slafter houses.
And I see these two cows, and like Jillian and I both
Slafter? Saw them,
and they were running
Slafter.
Over like the over like this little mount, and they're running down.
Shout
and
out
they
to
looked,
everyone who got that joke.
They were so happy and free, and like
Anderson.
A tear. Jillian's like, did you see that? I'm like, I saw it.
Have you seen the videos?
And a tear came to my eye.
I didn't.
Jillian
wanna...
starts telling me about the videos of where they're let out of the slaughterhouse for the first time. They're seeing grass for the first time and how happy they are. They're like dancing around. I can't eat those things anymore.
No, I'm sort of with
they
you.
They taste so
and
good,
I'll tell you,
but I can't.
I'll
I don't think it's when they're let out
minimal...
of the slaughterhouse. It's when they're let out of like from the winter when they've been in the barn and then they're let out and they get really happy.
It's not like they hear the Flintstones horn go off and they just shut down the slaughter machine.
No, I think it was like a slaughterhouse was like
lived to see another day.
Shut down and they moved them to become grazing cattle.
Anderson, I don't know if it's something as little as this that's going to keep me from eating steak again, but I flew the drone over cows probably 5 times in the past 2 months. Uh-huh. And while I was coming up to see you guys, I had two experiences that kind of fucked me up a little bit. And one was that the two parent cows and the baby cow, they were over the fence And I just flew the drone right over to him, and the dad stepped up and to protect the baby. And when I would go around them with the drone, the dad would move in the direction of the drone, and the baby would fall in line behind the mom.
Oh God, I'm gonna start crying.
No, it was. I'll show you the video. I was like,
that's it.
When I watched it again when I got home, I was like so sad that I scared them like that, where the dad felt like he had to protect the wife and the son or the daughter, and it's so obvious that that's what he's doing. And
beef ribs are like my third favorite food in the world.
I like pork ribs much better.
I stopped eating pork like 6 years ago.
Yeah.
Don't eat those guys anymore. Damn it.
You know, the real problem is I started watching this documentary when I was visiting Louis the Cat, and it was a documentary about what we eat, and they had doctors on that I trusted, like the guy who's the head of Cornell.
Dr. Phil.
And he was saying that we can live off of plant proteins, and he was telling us how we break down the meat and stuff. And I'm sitting there eating a hot dog from the hot dog train, shoving it in my mouth.
So
the hot dog train.
I love Carnies.
Sounds like a gay porn. Shout out to all my gay listeners.
Yours? Ours. The hot dog train is great. The hot dog train.
There's some that listen just for me.
Tyler, stop it. You're so gross. And we're never going to get to your Jesus Christ barbecue fucking story ever now. Okay?
I can't
we're
wait
done.
To title this episode Jesus Christ Barbecue.
Jesus Christ Barbecue.
All right. I guess no meat, huh? I can do fowl and fish.
I think I'm going to steer clear of chicken, most importantly.
Steer clear, brother! Fucking shout out to all the ranchers who we're going to put out of business by not eating meat anymore. I think there's some crazy stats. Like, if you just ate meat, like, 3 times a week instead of however many times, it would, like, drastically...
Well, I don't eat... I probably eat beef twice a week. I used to eat it every single day. And chicken maybe times a week. Oh, yeah.
I don't deal with chicken because it's, like, poison in my kitchen.
I'm not going to have chicken anymore, primarily. I think I'm going to have one...
I hear stories. I wonder if it's, like, the beef industry that shoves them down my... But what I used to...
You've said shove it down my throat, like, 40 times.
I'm into that.
What's going on?
I don't. The beef industry.
Twice. I've said it twice.
It's more like they shove that in.
I heard turkeys.
Listeners tweeted
me
how many times he said it.
Turkeys are so dumb that they during rainstorms.
The rain.
So
they
dumb.
Look up at the rain and they drown. And I heard the cows.
But I've never gotten
any
kind of confirmation about that.
Neither have I. I think that it's like it's propaganda.
Yeah.
Cows like in windstorms face the windstorms and suffocate. So I'm like, I can eat those. They're fucking that dumb. Yeah. I can eat them. Yeah. Line them up.
Tara had a good point, even though she's a vegan now, but she had a point at one time to me, and she said, why else would cows be here? They're super slow, easy to catch, lumbering animals with tons of meat on them.
Well, then let's eat whales.
Well, maybe we should eat whales.
Okay.
I'm going to go with the one hamburger a week plan and try to ride that one out.
I thought you weren't eating meat anymore.
No, not 100%, but I'm like cutting it down by like 90%.
What's the purpose? Because they
I watched that documentary and it really seems like your body. I don't know. It's on Netflix.
Men so with dolls.
Yeah, men who wear rubber masks. Man. And I was
like,
no more
shit
meat
about hipsters, right?
No
and
more meat.
The younger generation, Tyler, I guess is.
I don't
technically
fucking
part.
Love them. Shout out
to our hipster listeners.
But
play with your curly
mustache. Squad goals. Feel me. I'm dabbing right now. You just can't see it.
What's that?
I don't want to explain it. Not good. No,
Anderson's I don't
doing
want
it.
To explain
it's
it.
It's not tight. Don't do it.
Dabbing, dude.
No, it's
I don't
that.
Know what
way
it is.
Over.
If you want to be hip,
it, no,
you dab
it's over.
Now.
It's over.
What is dabbing?
It's
a
over.
Thing that.
Actually, last summer at camp, I was explaining to the kids. They're like 30 years younger than me. I'm like, why are you doing that? That is so done. It's so over. Stop. You're embarrassing.
Okay, what
the
fuck the is
entire
it?
Entire cabin.
It's when you take the weed hash and you make it down into like this like wax and then you add it to your. Well,
that's pathetic. That's just a stoner thing. That's not a hipster thing.
What is this? A fake thing? Because Tyler just made up.
No, that's dabs.
That
the
is,
wax
dabs,
is dabs.
But dabbing is doing it's.
It's this
a,
thing
like
that
a
this,
dance
this
move.
Band,
it's this, like the whip.
This group, I believe it's Migos started it, and then the Carolina Panthers football team quarterback Cam Newton would do it every time he scored a touchdown. He'd do the dab, and then it's now just embarrassing white men doing it
again. I don't know what it is.
It's this.
Oh.
It's terrible.
Oh, like Batman, like the Dracula?
Sort of.
It's just one of these dumb things that everyone does, and you can kind of just pick people off and go, oh, you're doing that? That means that I don't want to talk to you, ever.
And you say it to him?
No, I just think that
in
my head.
You have to say it when you see people
and
do
I
it.
Put them in a catalog. That,
what's that?
Sears catalog?
Catalog.
Yeah, a catalog in my head. Like,
yeah,
oh,
Rolodex.
You use that
Rolodex
term?
In your head.
That term?
Is there
yeah.
a, do you think there's a poop porn website called scatalog.com? I'm sorry.
Hmm. I...
No Jesus.
Shout
Christ
out to my Germans.
So, anyways, Mike, Tyler's generation, right?
I'm sure Germans love the fact.
My generation.
Yeah, it's your generation.
What's my generation?
Millennial.
Oh, yeah.
Dabbers.
Unfortunately,
you know they take a lot of heat. A lot of them listen to this program. Thank you for listening to the program, Tyler. Thank them.
No, you're thinking me.
No.
Wait, are you saying Germans listen to this program or
millennials?
Or hipsters.
Maybe German millennials as well, but millennials
aren't hipsters.
Jawohl to my German millennials.
Most hipsters come from that generation.
You think so? I think they're older than that. I think they're like Tyler's age.
I don't think there's a whole lot of greatest generation hipsters out there, and I don't think there's a
greatest
ton of
generation hipsters.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure there's zero since the greatest generation.
I killed Nazis, and he twirls his mustache and makes coffee while riding on a fucking old-timey penny farthing.
One generation. One generation fought the Nazis and secured our freedom. One generation probably can't change a flat tire.
I can change a tire.
No, that's what I was going to get to. Is I think all this like taking it back to the 1890s and
that's a good year, 1890.
And you know, Portlandia really takes them to task very well. Yeah, and you know, there are the ones that the hipsters that. Every generation has this group of people that wants to be like, oh, I liked it before you did, and you're insignificant, and like, where were you?
I don't see any of that with hipsters. I see them as just sheep. No, I see them as I want to be accepted, and I don't want to be an outcast, so I have to dress exactly like all of my friends and drink what they're drinking and do what they do. I don't see them as I'm first. I see it as, please don't pick on me because I'm just like you.
Like
look, I'm just like you.
Like any movement, yes, there's a lot of following and a lot of followers. And
that's
you know, there has
literally
to be
every social group.
Yeah, every social group, yeah. But the one that kind of takes precedence, or the one at the top of the heap for the
Did
millennials.
Did someone say presidents?
They wear the hats. I remember the first time I ever saw a hat.
The first time you ever saw a hat?
I ever saw socks. That's a day that will remain in infamy.
Like kind of hat that Mike bought. I remember I was actually walking to a sushi place.
I haven't worn it one goddamn time.
With some friends of mine.
Mike's hat is tight. You need to wear it. You look good in this hat.
I was in a really bad mood, and there was a group, like a gaggle of like young people, and they were probably like Tyler's age, maybe a little bit older. It was a while ago, though, right? And I was
pissed
off.
You didn't even know I was 30 at the start of this episode.
And I bumped into one of the guys, and he like gave me shit, and I was not having it. And I turned around, and there was like 30 of them, and
he said,
I was like,
"Nice hat."
I'm like, "Fuck all of you, let's go," or something like that. I was just really pissed, right?
When was this?
This is probably 10 years ago, or maybe 8. And I remember the one guy; he was like wearing a hat. It was one of the first times that
he's wearing
hipster,
a fedora,
the
right?
The hipster hat guys,
yeah.
And he was wearing it. Like, I'd never seen it before. And somebody's like, "You don't want to fuck with him. His dad's the sheriff of this town." And I said, there's no way your dad's a sheriff and he allows you to leave the house with that hat on. There's no fucking way.
Yeah, no way.
And then there's just a bunch of silence. And then I walked into the restaurant and angrily ate sushi.
Which town was that in?
That was in Thousand Oaks.
That's Cho-cho's great.
Cho-cho's on
fucking rough streets That's of great. Thousand Oaks.
But you know,
I think the dislike of hipsters is really unfound. It's just inappropriate because I'm such a hypocrite because I want to be liked.
Hypocrite.
But
no, it's
just
not about being liked.
You
That's
look
a whole
at them,
different thing.
Hypocrite.
That's like within the, that's a subcategory within
it just,
the category.
It just, I look at them and I'm like, can't you just fucking be
Mr.
a person and not have to do that fucking douchey stuff? They just seem like the biggest
pussies. Here's
the
thing, most people follow. Most
but
people
But they seem
follow.
Like the biggest pussies on the planet.
Thank God. Like if it was 90% leaders and 10% followers,
yeah,
we
know,
need to have
know,
fucking
I know,
anarchy,
I know,
right?
I know,
so we
I
need
know.
A bunch of followers and that's fine. But the trends.
Shout
and,
out to all my lemmings.
the trends that are created out of these movements, for the you know there are a lot of really good trends coming out of like the millennial movement, and it's easy to bitch about them. And all I do is hear
Hell
negative
yeah, bro.
Shit about
salvage
them.
Jeans.
But as far as like
straight
eating,
razors,
eating like food that's like
fair
you know,
trade coffee
sourced locally. Yeah. Ethical treatment of animals is like a huge thing, and it's actually they're making a difference. Things
the
good
women's
things
march,
are happening.
Yeah.
The women's march. There's
I know
actually,
that was women of all ages, but by and large, it was courtesy of the
it
internet.
It was mostly white men crushing it. Shout out to my white men.
Shout out to white men. Good job
we
on the march, white
the march.
Men.
I think that you know, animals in captivity and all these
get all the animals
things.
In captivity, bro. We need bigger zoos.
Thanks
I
for
think
listening,
it's the
animals.
Younger people that are
Thanks
really taking
listening.
Taking the lead and they're taking you know human behavior in a better direction.
Hopefully.
In a lot of ways.
Yeah, I hope so.
I hate the fucks that do it where like they look down on you like what you ate tuna today? Do you even know what that does to the environment? Like that guy can fuck off. So can she. But I think that their hearts are in the right place.
I don't know. I give the women an extra little bit of slack.
No, not even.
Especially with those high-waisted shorts and those crop tops.
That's
Mike.
Right. That's right.
I'm seeing
shout
like,
out.
I'm seeing the good side
guess. Look at you.
I appreciate that.
You got
I
a little
like
kid in the world, and now you're seeing the brightness
of
the future generation.
Nope.
Future generations giving you hope in your old man heart.
My heart is young.
Warming up your balls.
Tyler, why? What? Why would you do that? What?
Vitality.
To me about Jesus Christ, Ty.
Yeah.
And your fucking barbecue. Okay,
so you went over
I'm just going to take this episode and edit it so that this story comes way earlier so there's no buildup because it's not worth it.
Let's hear it.
Ladies and gentlemen,
the barbecue.
The story. The story you've all been waiting for. Tyler's shining moment to make his mark on the show.
Look, it's taken 300.
I'll insert a drum roll.
371
and
episodes.
And the award for best story of the show.
371 episodes in, we finally have the story. We can just end the show after this.
I'm looking forward to 6 months from now when we can be like, do you remember when Tyler told that story?
We're like crying. Tell it We're slow. Accepting an award.
Tell it slow so I can add some reverb.
Maybe we'll finally be at the LA Podcast Fest because of this story.
Finally.
Yeah, finally.
Would we go? Like, can we make a pack right now?
I decided no.
If we ever got...
What? Of course we go.
No, we would not go.
No.
We're hungry why, for fame.
Why would we... Okay, first of all, I'm friends with the guys
How
that
much
do,
fun would it be to turn shit like that down?
Why would we do it when we could just do a show here and keep the money?
Yeah, I what money?
I thought about it.
What money? What?
They charge.
Charge? Oh, people?
Yeah.
Oh, like they'd have a bunch of live shows and they.
It's all live shows. There's like 30 or 40 of them.
It would be so much fun to turn some of these guys down.
I would feel bad about it because I'm friends with both of the guys that created that.
Apparently not, because they've never asked you.
One of the guys I ran into in Staples, and we were talking about it, and he goes, I told him about this and about my podcast, and he goes, you do a podcast? And I almost wanted to go like, I don't want to talk about it because I'm not doing your podcast festival, even though you didn't ask me, and I'm
speaking
like
of
I'm
us,
a bigger man.
Rate and review 5-star.
Yeah. And write to LA Podfest and say they should have the after disaster.
Everyone tweet at LA Podfest.
I was approached again about someone doing advertising for us, and I said, nope.
They want to advertise?
We're not.
Skin suits? Women's
skin? Let's be honest. We'll do it for like $10,000 an episode.
We're not doing ads. We're going to stay true to
We should. Ooh, you know it would be better? We tell advertisers that we don't do ads unless the crowd decides that we can do it. So we pitch our listeners that, will you let us
do
ads for this thing? We don't say if it's good or bad.
What?
We say, look, McDonald's wants to advertise on the after. They heard us how much we love meat and burgers. They want to advertise. But we said we wouldn't do ads. Will you allow us? We do a Twitter poll. Everyone has 24 hours to vote.
We'll
if they say yes, then we can do it with guilt-free.
You know what we should do? Every week, we should do a Patreon ad, and we should actually talk about it. And
yes.
We'd be really stupid, and we are stupid for not doing that.
Yeah.
What happens?
Let's start next week.
If you do Patreon, what happens?
Well, the people listening to this episode right now
are,
well, I guess everyone will hear these words at some point. But if you're hearing these words right now and you're not a Patreon subscriber, you could have heard these words 24 hours earlier. Yeah. You would already have heard the end of Jesus Christ's slip and slide.
Yeah. Yep. You'd be in the know.
You'd be at the water tower with no one to share this information
with.
You're
screaming at your computer saying, oh my God, get to the fucking story.
Right.
But for just 80 cents or more.
God, I can't wait for that story. It's going to be good. I have a feeling it's going to be a
you
really good story, Mike.
You can get all our episodes 24 hours early.
Yeah. I am so looking forward to this story.
Also, this is the last mug run. I think we're sending out our last three mugs.
I forgot the boxes. God damn it.
Shocking.
I'm sorry.
We're going to move on to a different $50 a month level. And there's all other levels. Everyone's getting their thumb drives, right? How much?
I just sent out a bunch of thumb drives.
How much going to be for the thumb drives?
Those are the $20 and up month. You can you can do 1 month at $20. Though thumb drives are running out. I think I have maybe 50 or 60 left.
Get some more.
Yeah,
as long as the China
they come
trade
from China
is still
we're
going to
build a wall. We're going to keep those thumb drives out. The show is very despicable.
We could have thumb drives that are made in the U.S.
They
of A.
They make fun of me a lot.
It's a grand old fly.
What else?
It's a
what
flying
else?
Fly.
What's $10 a month get you if you wanted to pay?
$10 a month gets you access to the old live episodes, the Destination Disasters, as well as any future Destination Disasters.
Fancy collared shirts with embroidered logos are coming to
the $50. Anyone wants that?
What? Yeah, they do.
Fancy?
Absolutely do.
I don't think anyone wants fancy shirts.
Collared shirts, embroidered logo. Yes. Why would they not?
I don't know.
No.
Okay.
Like a golf shirt? No?
Yeah, I guess so.
All right, no.
But no one wants to talk about the show.
Are we in your way here, Paige?
Thanks, Paige.
Oh, my God.
We have to start the show. Tyler was just about to tell the greatest story ever told.
So yes, Patreon.
That's actually a good. That's a good Christian joke that you don't know that you just made.
Thank you very much. And also the PO box has been getting pretty.
It's not a joke.
The PO box.
The PO box. Yes.
Tell you what, if you all don't subscribe, we're going to be in the PO box.
PO box. I'm in the PO box now.
So that's the Patreon.
He's in the PO box now.
What's that?
It's a song.
Okay, people are claiming that you've been saying "Lord willing, the Greek don't rise" multiple times on episodes, and we've never.
I've said it for at least 5 years.
Not true.
Constantly. Constantly.
Lord willing and the chrono lies.
Constantly.
Yeah, I don't know about that.
All right, I'm ready.
Okay.
I'm ready to hear this.
So there's a hill at this place, a big grassy hill, so that it's perfect spot to
a lot
set
of
up.
Sunshine.
Like so a 40-foot
slip
and slide. Maybe longer than 40 feet. I don't know.
Is there a tree?
What's 40 feet? Is that 20 yards is that?
It's like four stories.
It's like
That's not. That's only like 10 yards.
12 yards.
Yeah, no, this is way longer than that. So this is probably I would say it's probably 50 yards, so it's 150 feet. 40, okay. What am I saying?
It's a half a football field.
Half a football field.
It's pretty long. Downhill?
Downhill. Quite
uphill,
steep.
Uphill and downhill.
Quite steep. Well, this is, if you guys know what angles are. You
this
can,
years ago before the drought, so it was like nice and grassy?
Yeah, we were just wasting so much water.
Is there a big cross at the top of that hill?
Big cross. You had to go down with a cross.
Okay.
Far too much setup for the story, but anyways, by the end you're going pretty fast.
You're going fast,
but most.
How
people,
did you get the water on the slip and slide?
It's called a hose, Mike. You ever heard of
a hose?
You had a 150-foot hose.
Yeah, where's the hose coming from?
I told you this was on like a campus, so like this is at the top where there's some other buildings.
I was picturing a serene, nice,
yeah,
like,
me too.
Grassy hill with
there's
like,
just a faucet
just a
up there for some reason.
And yeah, I thought you guys were out in it, like it's just like on a campus.
Yeah, it's just
it's like
on
the
campus.
Phone booth, the phone booth out in Death Valley.
That
it's like
reminds
just
me.
A fountain. There's just a water spigot.
Remember that age where like you were too young to actually find like people that would buy you beer, but you were too old to like do like nerdy stay at home stuff, and you were like out looking for things to do.
Yeah.
Yes.
One of the things that was to do out where I lived was there was a big grassy hill. And people would buy blocks of ice.
Hell yeah, yes. Did that shit too.
Yes.
And you'd ride the block of ice down.
Yeah, I never did it, but
we
I saw people do it.
We did that at the La Cañada Golf, La Cañada Country Club.
Uh-huh.
We'd go buy ice and sneak onto their course and rip.
And you feel like you're so bad and you're doing nothing.
No, we did damage to the course.
Really?
We're riding on that nice thin fairway with blocks of ice.
Downhill? What kind of a fairway is that?
Repeatedly.
That deep. I mean, that steep.
It's in the hills of La Cañada.
Can I go talk to the ticket girl and tell her to keep it down? We're trying to do a show up.
Tell her to keep that top down. You know what I'm saying?
Shout out
to our lovers
topless.
On Flash
Shout
Friday.
Out to our topless listeners. Hey, do you think women feel a sense of freedom when they go out without a bra on?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah.
But
dumbest question
feel
you've ever
better?
Had.
Imagine it's like you know when you go out without underwear.
I never do that.
You've never done that.
Never.
Oh, feel so
ever.
Great.
You're ever
free.
You've
do
never
that.
Not worn, a, like ever? You've never freeballed.
I've never done it.
What's the matter with you, Mike? What's the matter with you?
I protection. I like having layers.
What are you doing? Don't touch it. Don't put your microphone up.
If you were to work your hand up my pants, like to my balls.
Up Mike's jeans.
Hey, you know what some woman said
Mike's
here
about jeans.
Me? Mike's wearing jeans. You know what some woman said about me last night?
What'd she say?
Jeans.
She said, let me see that dick.
I made a comment about
you're
something, and
forward.
She goes, "That can't coming from you, the guy that's constantly giving people back rubs." And I went, stop 1 second. I go, I've never done that. And there was a lot of people in the room. It was here in that room. I go, I never
did
do it. She goes, I didn't mean back rubs. You're always trying to rub your balls on people. And I was like,
what
the fuck are you talking
very
about?
Different, two different things.
But I've never
she
done
does.
Such a thing as that. I've never done
Maybe
that.
Maybe she's confusing you with Catherine?
Does he work here too?
I'm kind of upset that people think that you're rubbing balls on people.
Yeah, me too.
Weird.
You're
so
upset.
You.
How do you think I?
Who
it's
is this
not
woman?
Something?
Who
it's
is this
Rita,
woman?
A general manager.
Rita thinks that.
Yeah, she goes. You're always rubbing your balls on people. I go.
What?
Now, have you? What? Can you? Of all the stupid things you know that I would do.
Yeah.
Do you think rubbing my balls on somebody
like,
is something
would
I would ever
that?
Do?
I
don't know. I don't know.
You thought she knew who I was.
You'd be more likely to inappropriately kiss someone that
Absolutely.
You're not supposed to kiss.
Absolutely.
To like people that I know that I've known for a while sometimes are like, yeah, you know, like farts. You love fart humor. I'm like, what? No.
Yeah.
You don't know me at all. Get away, Tyler.
I'm just proving your point, dude. I'm doing you a solid. Shout out to solids. Shout out to the wet ones.
Tyler.
What?
Stop it.
What?
Tell us about your Jesus Christ fucking barbecue.
So, anyways, my friend Paul, who's in the Navy, we talked about him
in
before.
In the Navy.
He was going down this, you know, rather fast
Was he the Apostle Paul?
On a block of ice?
He was Apostle Paul.
On a block of ice?
No, he's on a block of ice. And he had gained enough speed that as he went down this 150 feet.
He yelled, Jesus fucking Christ! And he got kicked out.
Slippery plastic. He crossed through the entire, probably like 30 foot landing area.
30 feet.
Cross another like 20 feet of grass that had now turned into mud, so it was extra slippery.
Nice.
And then across like about 20 feet of just concrete.
So it's like he was walking on water and everyone's like, oh,
sort of.
Oh,
except then he was just bleeding from like neck to his knees.
Oh, so
just road rash because he kept going
You guys brought your bathing suits to high school?
Hell yeah, bro.
Were the girls there?
Goddamn right they were.
So did he get like extra like Christian credits for like walking on water and bleeding like Crown of Thorns style?
Yeah, the weird part was we all had to drink his blood and do communion on the spot.
Mm. Did you guys witness any miracles, or did anyone at your school say, like, I saw a miracle? He goes, people like at regular public school, like Mike, I'm sure that when you're outside the cult and you're a regular school, like people.
By the way, that's the end of the story. I just wanted to show you that it was pointless. I'd like to draw attention to the fact that story is over. My friend skidded across a sidewalk and got bloody.
Oh, the side! I thought it was mud.
I said
the
from
mud first,
and then
sidewalk.
Like 20 feet of sidewalk.
Wait, was it his fault?
That's too long. There's no way it's 20 feet.
Was it his fault for going too fast?
Was I don't know. Because you guys used lube?
But I mean, did other people go that far?
A couple of the other large gentlemen.
Is his head shaped like a torpedo?
Oh, was he large?
Yeah, he was a lineman on the football team.
Wichita lineman?
Yes, he was. Yeah,
the inertia would really take him far.
So the light people just stopped in a comfortable zone.
Correct. People like me. I weigh
I'm
like
so
105
confused
pounds.
By this story. So why did why? So it was an actual slip and slide.
Yes.
On the hill.
Yes.
At school during school hours.
Yes.
I don't
not
even understand this at all.
Well,
what do you? I don't understand.
I was learning trigonometry.
Where was the barbecue? Where's the barbecue?
Yeah, where is the barbecue? Like,
you're right. The grill is halfway down the slip and slide. You grab a hot dog as you go by. What do you mean, where the fuck is the barbecue?
Mike wouldn't grab a hot dog anymore.
Yeah.
That's true.
But back then I would have.
From the hot dog train.
Would you have the hot dog first or after the slip and slide?
I think after.
Daring.
What if you're covered in mud and blood?
Give me one with ketchup.
Mustard.
Oh, yeah,
no ketchup.
I don't like people that are all uppity. Oh,
I'm with
Tyler.
I don't like people that are all opinionated about what you can and can't have on your hot dogs.
I don't like people.
That's a shorter way of saying what I was getting.
I do. I do like people that are opinionated about that because there's one right way and one wrong way.
Oh, here
What's
we
that?
Go.
What's that?
Mustard is for hot dogs. Ketchup is for French fries.
What about both on both?
And I don't like it. I don't like it. I don't like it.
Sure.
I like
all hot dogs. I like a hot dog with mustard and sauerkraut. I like a hot dog with onions and mustard.
Grilled sauerkraut on a hot dog is so goddamn good.
I like
grilled.
I like the whole shebang. I don't like raw onions on hot dogs.
I do.
But I like ketchup, mustard.
I don't like relish.
Ketchup, mustard, relish is the best.
I like the spicy
Polish
dog. And
I don't care who knows it. I'm
going to
get a bunch of angry
sauerkraut.
Tweets.
No, you're not going to get tweets.
You know what's really good?
Guaranteed
Chicago
people get
dog.
Really mad now, when you put ketchup on
you guys ever been to the stand?
Yeah. Hot dog.
The stand?
Yes, I've been to the stand.
What is that?
It's a hot dog joint. Good.
Where's it at?
Real good.
Right next to the hot dog train.
It's peppered throughout the valley. A bunch of them.
I wonder if that hot dog train makes any money.
It's Larry
Sanders.
Stephen King's The Stand.
Oh.
It's
scariest hot dog stand ever.
Yeah, apocalypse flavored dogs.
I'm casting on Monday and Tuesday.
What are you casting?
Groupers.
What's groupers?
I had about over 1,500 submissions for 8 roles so far.
So you rewrote it for 1,500?
1,500.
What if you're the guy that's so godless, you just start over on the script? Shit, now it's 1,500 people.
I have to give every single one of them a job.
You're immediately trying to write in a scene where there's 1,500 people.
It's actually very, very interesting looking at the breakdown, whereas...
Breakdown.
Okay, so there's...
Go ahead and do it, babe.
8 lead characters and groupers, right? Groupers
breakdown.
Is the feature-length film that I'll be directing in a couple months.
The night.
8 lead figures, eight lead roles, one of which is a mid-20s aged woman.
Yeah.
Right? 600 submissions just for the girl's role.
Hell yeah.
Just for the girl.
What if it's one person submitting themselves over and over
it's
and over?
It's not, because I've seen their pictures and I've seen their resumes and their experience and their many
their
of them,
resumes?
Their video reels.
Oh, yeah? Did you watch them all?
If you had a video reel and you looked like Meg looks in my head, which is the name of the character, yeah, mm-hmm. I'll see your reel. And sometimes you look just like her the way that I have her in my head, but you don't have a video reel and you don't have much acting experience. So why would I, you know, waste your time and my time and have you come down? You know what I mean?
Hoping that you catch lightning in a bottle.
Yeah, but 600, Michael.
Yeah.
But long story short is
you had to go to IKEA and buy a new couch for the casting couch.
There's about 50 different actors scheduled for Monday and Tuesday, and hopefully this time next
Holy
week
shit.
I will have an idea of who's going to be playing some of these people, which is pretty exciting.
Where are you doing these auditions?
Hollywood.
Ew, Hollywood.
That's the best place
but,
to do it.
Here's what's interesting.
That's the best place to do it.
So there's Hollywood. Eight characters, right? And there's one.
If there's
the
one
lead,
thing I know about casting.
You do it in Hollywood.
The lead female. There's some studios where like you do the casting through them, and then
yeah.
The studio actually is free as long as you see one of their actors an hour, and they give you the space, they give you the camera, they record everything, they edit everything, they put it up
give
online
you a
for
camera?
You. It's great. Yeah, they have the
you
camera
get to
in
keep
the room.
It?
No, they show you where to push record. It's great. I've used them before. This will be the third
I am a filmmaker. Can you show me where to press record?
Right
for
there.
The auditions.
The red button.
Record for
that
the auditions.
That says rec.
Is there a casting couch? You know?
Mike's already covered this joke. Can I ignore
it
then?
Did?
Yes.
Oh.
Yeah, I didn't even have to say it. It's covered.
But, so two of the, okay.
And you want me
characters.
Just to sit there with my pants down
you
on the couch,
come.
Right?
You don't have to come. I'm covered.
Wait, why not?
Well, Mike doesn't have to come.
He's a natural judge of hot bitches.
I'm the guy that rubs his balls on people. I should
first
be
girl that walks in. Yep.
You got the role.
There's four characters I'm going to talk about real quick, okay?
Okay.
There's Brad and Dylan. I'm just going to say their names because it makes sense to me in my head. And they're high school age. They're like seniors in high school. Those are the original homophobes, right?
What kind of school they go to?
And then two more characters show up. Hank and Frank show up later. And they're like...
What? My cats?
Hank and Frank. Is that the name of your cats?
No, it was Henry and Franklin. Hank and Frank.
Oh, look at that.
Look at
wow.
That.
That was totally on accident.
Now Hank's dead.
I'm kind of wishing that I didn't name them Hank and Frank because
the two homophobes, Mike and Tyler, show up.
So Hank and Frank are older, right? Like they're like they're
18,
like homeless.
Okay. But they're in a bar. So they can somehow afford a bar.
They wear combat boots with red laces.
Okay.
Don't
Why
like Jewish
red laces?
People because that means they're skinheads ish, right?
Got it.
Bad guys.
They're skinhead adjacent.
I didn't know that combat boots with red laces meant you're a skinhead.
Oh, yeah.
I've got to redo my
I
wardrobe.
I had no idea.
Shit.
They cover it heavy in green room. But, yeah, like we would see skinheads all the time in Hollywood, and we would start fights with them. And a lot of time, my friend Jason and I.
Same
Jason.
Place you're going to do casting.
Yeah.
Same place. And then a lot of time, like we'd be like in actual like hand to hand combat and like fighting them on the streets, like
hand to hand combat.
It was like
combat.
Like when I went out with Jason and
that's
his
bigger
build
up than Tyler's story.
NA friends, like we would get in like actual like real big fights, and then like, in the middle of a couple of those fights, we'd realize that they were sharpskins, which means that they hated actual Nazi skins. Very hard to tell them apart.
You,
but the reds,
no
reds
communication
wait,
skills
halfway through,
in
you're
your
like,
pre fight weigh in. Jesus.
Yeah, that happened twice, actually.
What is... Was there
it's
such
a sharp
thing as...
skin.
Sharp skins are like...
Stupid.
They're like... usually they're totally clean.
They're
like straight edgers.
Straight edge.
Yeah, and they hate like oppression and everything that...
And
not
why
so you would just start swinging without asking them first?
Well, usually like we'd be playing billiards or something and like somebody would shoot like Jason...
Billiards?
We'd be playing billiards. We'd be playing a game of nine ball with the billiards club.
Oh, nine balls.
And then we'd go,
never play,
and then we'd go smack around some neo-Nazi skinheads.
What's the name of that game where there's no holes? There's no...
Dude, it's not a game I'm interested in playing.
As soon as I said it, I'm like...
No holes, not invited.
Snooker. Snooker.
Sure, whatever you want to call it, bro. Snooker. I hardly even knew her.
Tyler. High standing vegetable.
Pool table or a ping pong table?
Ding
you know,
dong.
You know that game where it's like there's no hole? Where you, it's snooker. You guys ever play snooker?
Yeah, no.
It's the one with the weird little bumps on it?
No, that's bumper pool. No, snooker is like it's like an Asian game. Asians love
whoa,
snooker.
Whoa, 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 whoa,
whoa.
The guys that think anything is racist.
Oh, hey.
I got some
back
burritos.
Back it off, Jack.
I got some
back
burritos yesterday. Whoa.
Oh, burrito. Hey.
Jalapeno.
This is my friend Antonio.
Whoa. Oh, hey. Ho. Oh, oh.
Jesus.
Easy. Easy, Trump.
Ha, 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 ha.
All right, so
one of the Japanese gardens. This
Whoa!
Oh, Japanese garden.
So, all right, so these two characters, Hank, in the descriptions, they're almost identical characters. Hank and Frank are almost identical characters.
Imaginative.
They're both.
I like this character. I'll make them twice.
This is easy. I got four of them now.
The reason why they're almost identical.
You make their names rhyme. You make them look the same.
The reason why they're almost identical, guys, is because one of them is a leader and the other one is following the leader and becoming like that. So same thing with Brad and Dylan, right? So Brad's the leader. Dylan's the follower.
Okay. Fucking Dylan.
For Brad, I got double the submissions that I did for Dylan.
Yeah.
Frank and Hank. Hank is the leader.
They have the same amount of words.
Hank is the leader. Frank is, as far as the description, I'm not, you know.
No, I'm saying script-wise. They have the same dialogue.
Yeah, they have about the same amount of dialogue and whatnot.
Yeah, that doesn't make a lot of sense. It seems like you're a real
actor.
Well,
you don't know that. The actors don't know that. It's not like they're reading the script. Oh, okay. They're just getting the sides.
I was going to say, if
the sides.
Because a lot of times
people
will.
Why are they called sides? Everyone says sides.
Little piece, little parts of the script aside. You put it on the sides.
Is that why?
I don't know exactly why where they come from. It's just lingo. Every fucking job.
They used to call
them
the appetizer.
You can't not do them anymore.
I know. Now I don't want to.
Anyways, for both the roles, it was interesting to see that
subverting the genre.
Double,
nice, Mike.
Double the submissions for the leader character of those two pairs. Those two twosomes.
Yeah. Take your headphones out and then hear how terrible our show sounds.
Do what?
Oh man,
just
that's
talk
terrible.
Like without headphones in.
Don't like it.
Uninteresting we sound.
This is
like put these back in. It sounds fucking tied. Who are these guys? Rate and review 5 stars. Well, these guys will definitely be at LA Podfest.
Thanks for listening. Just thought I'd throw that in randomly.
So, did you get any of the people that you wanted? Did Davey Havoc ever reach out?
Yeah, I got in touch, kind of with Davey Havoc.
Really?
How? And, somebody who listens to this show
is his friend.
Was his best man, or Davey Havoc was his best man at his wedding? Like a really good friend. Yeah,
that's awesome.
And he got
shout
in
out
touch.
Davey.
He got in touch. I'm not going to say his name just in case he doesn't know.
Jimmy Havoc.
Nope. But so Davey responded with, "I'm super busy right with
yeah."
Time
they,
shooting,
I think they,
but
they
the
just released
over.
Like an album, did they?
Yeah.
I saw that news like the next day. I was like, oh, don't talk about it.
Davey would be great though as the mute. Homeless kid.
Did he get in contact with you, or are you working through this intermediary?
Intermediary.
So he could just be lying to you.
No. But I've
could
come
be catfishing
to terms
you
with the fact that for this one, for the first feature, and you know, it'd be great if I get to know another one. But for the first one, I don't get to work with anyone that I've ever seen before. Probably, you know, that's fine. I'm okay with that. Yeah. Even if I was going after super low. Not super low. I was gonna say low level, but you know what I was going after people that
unknowns.
I was going after
untested waters.
Known to me, but unknowns for the most part. But even those guys, it's pilot season. It's tough. So I'm going with you know.
Is that a hard no burno from Bo Burnham?
I talked to Bo Burnham's people, and he was nice enough to get back to me. And actually, Bill Burr interrupted our conversation and called him while I was talking to. Bo Burnham's
did
guy.
You tell him you're a fan?
No, he said, I got to call you right back. Bill Burr's
and you're like,
me.
Wait, put us on three-way call.
That used to happen so much in show business a long time ago. I don't know if it still does.
What?
Where people would...
threesome calls?
Like everyone would listen
like
in on the phone calls. Sexier. And you would just... You would, you know, it's agents' offices and managers' offices. Everyone could pick up the line and you were muted, but you could push the button and listen in, because they would have like 5 or 6 agents listening in on a phone
call. Whoa!
It's common.
Oh, agents.
Commonplace. Oh, and a couple of agents in the basement that were doing laundry.
I remember calling Pizza Hut.
And rolling fortune cookies.
And Domino's at the same time, and then at work, and then putting them on the same line so that both phones would ring, and then they both answer at the same time. We thought it was hilarious.
And you were just cracking up, and then like 10 minutes later, I'm still hungry. I got nothing out of that. Who wants to go to the hot dog train?
So
even though we had 2 pizza people on the horn.
Pizza people? That's a bad name for a restaurant.
Yeah, pizza people.
You want to go to pizza people?
Tyler, you got a kid.
Yeah.
What?
Thanks for the news.
You have a kid, right?
Breaking
Hell
news.
Yeah.
Make sure you save that water slide story until he's
this
old
morning,
enough.
Bro.
You call diapers Pampers?
I call them Pampers?
Do you?
No, I call them diapers.
Call them diapers always?
Yeah.
I found myself calling them Pampers a few times, which is upsetting.
That's weird.
That's just a brand.
Yeah. Q-tips? Kleenex.
Like Q-tips. Just like Q-tips.
Yep.
And then I thought about it, and I'm like, wait a minute. What came first, like the word Pampers or the actual brand Pampers?
I don't know. The brand, probably, since it's a brand.
I'm thinking the word came first.
What came first, soda or Coke?
No, I'm saying that did a company come and say, we're going to make diapers and we need a name, and they took the word Pamper from the English language?
Yes.
Because if not, it's very odd that we talk about pampering people and you want to pamper your wife and you want to come to our spa where we will pamper you. And it's like, if you just switched the word diaper in there.
Definitely not how that works.
We're going to diaper you.
That'd be weird. You want to diaper
appealing.
Your wife.
Oh, for our German listeners, they like it.
Shout out.
That's a heist.
You know what's weird is we do that thing with Kleenex and Q-tips, but you wouldn't have the balls to do it with your car.
I know.
You want to take the Mercedes?
So, okay,
don't you drive an Outback?
Q-tips. Right, which are just
Mercedes.
Is it because Q-tips don't have a good name? Q-tips just is a good name.
Cotton swabs.
Like, cotton swabs.
Cotton
but that
swabs.
That doesn't suggest they're on a stick, does it?
No, cotton swabs on a stick.
Mm. Yeah, see, maybe that's why.
If somebody were ever say to me, could you hand me a cotton swab on a stick, I would be like...
All right, so it happens with Q-tips. What else?
What would you be like?
Tissue.
Kleenex.
I'd be irate.
Yeah, Kleenex, huh?
That's the little things in life that get under my skin.
Yeah, this guy's great.
Kleenex.
Do not fucking bring up
Q-tips. Can you
hand me
a tissue?
Cotton swabs around him?
What's the word for Kleenex? Tissue?
If you get him riled up, he'll rub his balls on you.
He'll do it either way. He lifts his four-foot perimeter.
Lifts his penis out of
the
way.
Where the fuck is Rita? I want to ask her why she would think
I wonder
that.
If she's here. I don't think she is. I don't think she's here because I've seen two
Got
other...
Got some balls in here for you, Rita.
I am going to ask. I asked her today, and she was just like...
She's kind of quirky.
Yeah.
Maybe she's just fucking around.
Yeah.
Whatever happened with those mushroom people from last week?
They were here last night.
Did you talk about it on the show?
Were they better?
Yeah.
You guys didn't talk about it on the show.
I don't know.
There were two people that were on mushrooms that were...
right outside
they
the door.
Were a lot to deal with.
They very much
wanted
to watch
wanted
the show,
to be
and I'm
in
glad
here.
They didn't. We didn't let them.
And they had wanted to give you some words, Anderson.
They gave me words when I got here.
Yeah, they were...
What words did they want to give me? Because the words they gave me were, I look like who? Boner or something?
Whoever they said you look like, they were absolutely
actually,
mistaken.
Actually, never mind. I like them now.
What?
You look like
it
Boner?
It wasn't Boner.
Who's no,
Boner?
It was like one of those sidekicks
it
on one of those
Boner.
Shows, right?
The sad, Skippy. The very
it
sad.
It said I look like Skippy from Family
not
Ties.
Not true, Mark Price. You don't look like him at all.
Skippy from Family Ties.
Never seen an episode?
All.
Don't know
so
what
good.
That is.
So good.
The sad part is so I knew the guy who played Boner and he...
Yeah, he's no longer
here.
Sonny Boner?
That's a different guy. Mm. That guy was married to...
He's no longer here.
Sheer.
All right, is this show over?
No.
Nope.
Really?
No.
We got
you
some,
how
we
got
some
we
questions.
Don't ever do, how
oh, we got some... Yeah,
how come we don't ever do like a 24-hour marathon show to raise money for charity?
Because charity fucking sucks.
What was that?
Charity fucking sucks.
Remember the days when we would do two shows in one night?
Oh, the best.
It's like
for a while there, we were doing
2:30 in the morning,
we're
and we're like, let's do another one.
Five nights a week?
Yeah.
For about 2 months?
No, it was like 2 weeks.
It was great.
And we were just doing a
20-minute
like,
shows.
Yeah, we were doing a long 2-hour show, then cutting up into four nights.
Why not?
Why not, bro?
People get a little AD every day.
Dude, why not? Just stick a little AD straight in the main vein, bro.
Hey, dude.
Drain that main vein.
Dude.
What?
Mm-hmm.
You've got a friend in me.
All right, pull up some AD Vice.
I'm
please.
Fucking pulling up. They're not AD Vice. They're AD Debates.
It's going to be more like, do you stand away from the shower until the shower?
What?
Do you face the shower?
Wait, it's debates.
I did ask our listeners this week, our Twitter followers, follow us on Twitter at After Disaster. You can weigh in on these polls.
Mm.
I said, good news, you're being adopted. Bad news, it's by one of us. Weird news, you get to choose who adopts you.
Mm-hmm.
Between Anderson, Mike, and Tyler, who do you think won? Keep in mind, I'm the president. 329 votes.
What, how to break down?
Percentage wise?
Yeah.
Someone got 29%, someone got 35%, and someone got 36%.
Wow. Oh, really close.
Wow.
Very close.
Well, not to the third
I
place.
Have no idea.
Third
29
place.
Is pretty close to
third
35.
Third place, I'm pretty defensive for someone who came in third.
I can tell you this much. If I adopted you, I'd probably be a better father because... okay, sorry I said that.
You
guys already have kids that you're paying attention to. I can focus all my attention on my new adopted listener, is what I'm saying.
What's funny is I gave absolutely no rules for this, and so some people were like, does that mean I get your, like, is your wife my mom, too? Mm. And do I, like, and also people thought we were just adopting them at the age that they are now, which is pointless.
Right. How to break down. I don't like these polls.
Why don't you like these polls?
I don't know. It makes me feel bad.
Why? Because you came in third?
Yeah. Did I come in third?
Did you come in third, really?
You sure did.
Really? 29%?
You're not president, and you're not even a majority. You're not even.
Why would no one want me to be
their
dad?
That doesn't make sense.
JLC wants me to be his dad.
He does?
He died last week.
Wait a minute. 29? Really? What's wrong with you guys? What are you guys doing?
Really? I like as soon as Anderson says they make him feel bad, you'd give him the information, and sure enough.
Yeah, it makes me feel
like
really
clockwork,
bad.
It makes him feel bad.
In second place, drum roll, please.
Mm. Tell us more about the barbecue.
The president. I came in
second. Oh!
Mike, you're the dad.
Oh, you've, that's the best.
Everyone
see,
is
makes
adopted
thank you guys.
By
thank
you.
Thank you.
Because they know we'll just be having fun going to Disneyland.
Pretty much.
No, well, no, nothing to tie us down.
A lot of people said.
No that, rules.
Yes, there was the no rules. I can do whatever I want. So it will not affect my life in any way.
I'd like to thank the 29% of you who voted for me.
Why? Yeah. Terrible decision by them.
Oh, that makes me feel good. I like these polls.
They're protest voters that just didn't want me or Mike. Also, people just wanted to play with your toys.
That, maybe they're not familiar with the fact that I'm simplifying. I'm going to be toyless at some point.
That's true. Mm-hmm. One, I asked people for debate questions tonight. Garrett wants to know if dogs wore pants, would they wear them like this or like this? For listeners at home.
Is it a graphic? Yeah, it's the best.
For those at home, there's one dog who's wearing pants like a person would on his hind legs. There's another dog that is wearing pants that connect all the way from his front legs to his back legs.
That's a so goddamn
four legs with a belt.
I gotta
with
say,
a belt all the way through them.
I gotta say, the first one, which was fucking hilarious, he'd have to wear suspenders.
Garrett, who?
Why? He's got a belt.
Yeah, but the dog's
Garrett,
body is tapered down.
Mm. My problem with the first dog is that his butthole is still out. That's my issue. Is his butthole is still to the wind. The second dog with just
pants should cover your butthole.
That's what I'm saying. I'm saying second dog is better because he is covering his butthole.
Oh, I see what you're saying. Yeah.
Second dog is more people.
If you want to see what we're talking about, either go to our Facebook page or go to our Twitter. At After Assessor.
that actually made me laugh.
I know. It's very funny.
It's a great graphic.
It's very funny.
Did Garrett actually create the graphic, or he found the graphic?
I don't believe
somewhere?
So.
Okay.
Don't believe
he brought it
so.
To our attention. Yeah. It probably came from 4chan.
Let's give.
it's from 4chan. Okay, 4chan. I don't know what that is.
What?
Come on, Mike.
Yeah, I don't.
Mike.
Get in the dark web, bro.
Don't know what it is. Are you familiar with the dark web?
I love the dark web.
How do I access it?
Shout out.
How do I access the
dark
web?
You got to get on Tor or Onion Web or
how do I do it?
You Google how do I do.
Look up Tor. Look up T-O-R. Look up Tor. Then you can order mushrooms from
Give me, give me one example of what's going to be good about the dark web, and
you
I'm not talking about.
You can get kitty porn. You can get drugs. You can.
Yeah,
I think you can order hitmen. Like, the dark web is the fucking wild.
But I mean, what would I find entertaining? I don't want kitty porn. I don't want to buy drugs. I don't need a hitman.
Then you don't need the dark web.
But what else would be on there that I would
counterfeit money
that I would like to see?
There's a documentary where it covers a kid who got busted for being one of the kingpins of one of these underground websites. I can't remember what it was called. It was really good though, and that gives you an idea. You can talk about things freely with other like-minded people and not be persecuted or watched by lists. Theoretically.
Is it just a unique IP address, or is there something about it that's
untraceable?
Yeah, it's like it's like these private connections that it's
because like when you go anonymous on a certain site, you can your IP address can be tracked.
Of course,
like,
it always can. Everything you do online can be tracked.
But
Tor is like
except for apparently
darknet,
the dark web.
Yeah, dark web,
dude. Masters of Science.
You know who actually directed the one that I'm talking about? Alex Winter.
Who?
Mm. Alex Winter. It might be called Deep Web.
Alex
or dark
Winter,
web.
My old friend.
Bill from Bill and Ted.
I just want to know what would be entertaining about it other than doing illegal stuff.
Go home and
why
watch
do you need
Deep
more
web.
Beyond that?
No, but I want to like. Do they have like real? Like, am I missing out on the late night?
Not missing out on the dark.
Here's week. What I've been doing for the last 2 weeks: is I lie in bed before I go to sleep and I watch 30 or 40 minutes of motorhome reviews on YouTube. And
no,
I'm not
okay,
kidding
yeah,
you.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, does the dark
here's
web have
the dark web has? Like, they have the best. Like they have recipes like for cotton candy. Like you can't get a better cotton candy recipe. It's only on the dark web.
Oh, okay. I want to check it out.
You can learn how to make the hot dog trains world famous hot dog. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't understand why I would need to be on the dark
you
web.
You don't need to be. That's the fucking point.
You don't have to be.
You're telling me I'm missing out.
There's no need to be.
I've never been on the dark web.
Do you need, and you're not going to be able to do anything unless you have bitcoins. And
look at you, this fucker over here.
Okay. I know shit about stuff.
Well, let's not get ahead of ourselves.
I'm 29%. Tonight, God, we see. Oh, you know what?
Tonight you guys just get flooded with child porn. Check it out. Dark web. I'm in. These guys love me.
It's called Deep Web. Alex Winter directed it. It's very good. Okay. It may still be on the old Fuckflix over there.
I bet it's on the Deep Web.
I'm sure it's there. Yeah.
And, it's the one thing you can't get on the dark web.
That'd be pretty great. It was pretty great. A feature documentary that explores the rise of a new internet. Decentralized, encrypted, dangerous, and beyond the law, with particular focus on the FBI capture of the Tor hidden service.
Told you,
Silk
Tor.
Road.
Oh, yeah, Silk Road. I'm very familiar with Silk Road.
How do you know Silk Road, but not
like a drug dealing?
Yes, that's the dark web, Mike.
And the judicial aftermath. It's
Jiu-Jitsu
really good.
Aftermath.
Judicial.
Great band.
Judicial.
All right.
Deep Web.
Are you done with the dark
directed
web?
Directed by Alex Winter.
Tweet us your dark
Deep
web.
Deep Web.
Experiences.
Oh, it's on Amazon Prime.
Okay.
If you've ever bought something illegal on the dark web, email us. The After Disaster.
Don't send us a picture of it.
And don't send us bullshit.
Yeah, don't tell us.
No lies.
Yeah.
No lies.
You guys should see the new pepper spray gun I got.
Oh, my God.
Is it good enough for like woolly mammoths?
It shoots bursts, but like.
Bill bursts?
Like in like web style? Like it goes outward?
I don't
know.
It might be in the room next door because it should have arrived today.
You rub your balls on it yet?
Why do you need these things, Mike? Who's attacking you?
In Mike's defense, a man walked through these hallways with a machete.
Yeah.
Constantly.
It wasn't a machete. It was a knife.
My mistake. It was a giant knife.
I gave all the other pepper sprays away.
Is that why?
Yeah.
I've never once thought I need to leave the house with pepper spray. Ever once.
I do think that.
But you must
why?
You must eat some spicy restaurants.
You know, just recently when I'm out of my car taking pictures at Slab City, I thought it would be nice if I had pepper spray in my pocket in case... Mm-hmm. Some weirdo on
LSD.
Have
you ever been attacked?
No.
Then where does this come from?
Mike, you're the person that
paranoia.
Makes other people grab their pepper spray.
General paranoia. I'm constantly,
From being raised by your dad, right? Who tried to like send us out with heat when we were going to the ICP.
Yeah, he was serious.
I know he was. You guys want to pack? Yeah. You guys want to heat? You want some heat? No. Yeah. No, we're good, Mr. Grano. Thank you.
Yeah, I don't know if he called it heat, but.
He did. He called it packing and heat. He used slang both times.
He gave us guns when we were kids.
Must be nice.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was hammered at Norm's restaurant out here once, and I was with a girl who had pepper spray, and my steak came.
Yeah, we know the story. You told it like 17 times.
All right, I'm sorry. Well, Tyler seemed confused.
How was it?
It was a good story. You can tell it again.
Sorry. I won't ever tell it again. 29% over here.
You know what?
I'm
bummed about this now that you brought that up because I'm thinking about it, and everything I do is preparing for the worst.
Yeah.
Could
come in handy if the worst ever arrives.
Right. Oh. It's going to happen, baby.
Well, I just, if I'm out in the desert and I'm shooting something and then someone accosts me, I'd rather have the pepper spray gun than not have it.
Last thing you want to think as you're dying is, sure.
Right. If you're out in the desert.
It's still in my cart in Amazon.
And your car runs out of gas. You'd be better off if you had 2 gallons in the trunk on reserve.
True.
I mean, you can just keep doing this and layering and layering.
It's not quite the same thing.
No? All right.
I can.
Chances are, if anyone attacks you, Michael, like it's going to be quick and to the point and painless, and you're not going to. Because you're a man. You know what I mean?
Hell yeah.
And they're going to come at you, and they're going to like have a. They're going to try and drag you away somewhere.
It's gonna be man
style. You're going to be able to grab for your purse or your stuff.
Yeah. Mm. I don't know. Now I need two pepper spray guns.
I don't think anyone's going
to... I think you need to have one in your hand always.
No, it's probably not going to happen. Like, I've had confrontations.
When you guys that get like assaulted, like people come up behind them with like a lead pipe and they just fucking crack them.
Yeah.
And they don't know. They're I woke up in the hospital. And
he's got a metal plate in his head.
My head was fucked. You know what I mean? Like, they don't see it coming. When my mom got assaulted.
Are you mad
attacked.
At me? Is that why you're ignoring me?
Because my dad got... No.
Did I knock out your hearing?
My dad got mad at her, dropped her. Like he would do that thing where he would just like, all right, fuck you, Sherry, I'm leaving. And he would like drive away and she'd have to walk home.
Oh, Sherry.
And she was walking home one night, or it was like the late 70s probably.
Jesus.
On San Vicente. And a guy grabbed her from behind and like dragged her into bushes.
What?
And I she says that nothing happened, and I still believe her, but it was very startling to hear as a child. He took her her purse and ran off. He had a knife. But I don't think that a guy would do that to another guy. You know what I mean? I hate to say it, and I'm not being sexist.
Well, probably not.
Well, when you're a man mugging another man, you shake hands and you just take the wallet. It's mm-hmm. like, oh, a gentleman's agreement.
Yeah, and then you gentleman box for the wallet.
They had a scam going on when I lived in Long Beach where like one guy would come up and ask for money. And a lot of time the people would be like, oh, yeah, here's a dollar. As they're giving the guy the money, his friend would be up behind him.
Grab the wallet?
Swinging the fucking pipe on his head.
Yeah, that's more than a scam.
That happened to a number of people.
That's a horrific crime.
Can you imagine?
Yeah.
Like someone's actually giving you money and your friend is behind them. Fucking yeah. taking a fucking lead pipe to his head.
Some of the saddest stories I hear are when somebody's getting robbed and they fight back and the person just puts a bullet in him and you're like, eh.
Don't really that sad.
You see that girl, that little girl that wouldn't give the guy a chicken McNugget and he put a gun to her head?
What?
Yeah.
Jesus.
Kid, they're both kids.
Whoa, hey, whoa.
What?
What did he see? So they're kids.
They were kids, and he asked for a chicken McNugget, and she said no, and he followed her up to the bus stop and put a handgun to her head, and she still wouldn't give up the McNugget.
Have you had chicken nuggets, though?
Oh, so like they were her, it's not, she worked there.
Yeah. She still wouldn't give him one, and there was a bunch of witnesses.
Hmm. Yeah.
That's it.
Did he go to jail?
I don't know. I was bored after that
story.
Point.
And then he
to tell your cellmate why you're in jail.
And then he got the nugget, and he's like,
not worth it.
You got any sauce?
Dude, that guy's name has got to be Chicken Nugget or Nugget when he gets to jail, right? Like that's just
got to be
following forever.
If they know the story.
Oh, they're going to.
Can you imagine a point in your life where you pull a gun on a child for not giving you a chicken nugget?
No, they're both kids.
That's
yeah, they're both young.
Oh,
you need to use that gun. Like if you're young and you have a gun,
you gotta use it.
You're looking for an excuse to pull it out.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah,
chances are, right?
Well, yeah. Most
probably,
likely, if you're an
probably.
Adult, you're trying to keep that thing concealed.
But if you're a kid, like you just you're like when I was a kid, idiot, and I was 15 and I got a tattoo. Like I was just looking for an excuse to like be sleeveless, so people can see my tattoo.
Absolutely,
and
absolutely.
If I had a gun, not that I did. Oh, I did. Fuck, I did, and I didn't want anyone to know.
You had a gun when you were 15?
16, 17.
Did you buy it?
No, remember I had to. Sorry, Mike, you've probably heard this before, but I had to have it in my trunk because there was a paranoid schizophrenic that wanted to kill me and my brothers and sisters and my dad's ex-patient.
Oh,
Lloyd, and he used to babysit us.
How are you going to get to that baby if it's in the trunk?
Why are we keeping a baby in your trunk?
Dark web. Don't ask.
Okay, that thing in your car, you know, in front of the passenger front seat that holds like your license and registration?
Yeah.
What do you call that?
Glove compartment.
Oh, that's upsetting. What do you call that, Anderson?
Glove box.
Yep. Rebecca wants to know what we call it, glove box or glove compartment. It's 100% glove box. You're weird.
Glove compartment.
Well, it shouldn't be called either, because who the fuck keeps gloves in there?
You're looking at them. Did you keep my Sunday church gloves in there?
It's where you put all your receipts and you put shit that you don't know what to do with, and it all just jams in there, and you can't even close it half the time.
Receipts?
I'm with you. I got pepper spray. I got 3 cans of pepper spray.
I thought you just said you didn't have any pepper spray.
Got a loaded gun. I don't. I'm just trying to
play
along. Showbiz.
I got
showbiz.
My oil change today. And you fold it up. You put it in there. Keep all your records.
My showbiz thing is I destroy all things that are showbiz.
A lot of people do keep an abundance of parking tickets in their glove compartment.
I think it's
bad
just a
movies.
Hacky movie. Yeah, yeah. Exactly.
Bad
like,
comedies.
Oh, they're all falling out.
Like, hold on, officer. Let me get the registration. like snakes.
I think I can find somebody who works here who's... It's like 50 of them.
I got a parking ticket the other day.
I got one, too. Yeah, I got one, too.
What'd you do?
Yeah,
I made a huge.
Why don't you want to say what? How bad?
It was.
Oh, at your side pieces.
The guy that does my
did
shirts.
It say gay parking only, and you parked there.
The guy that does my shirts. He doesn't even finish the banana anymore.
But blank space.
The guy that does my shirts.
Does your shirts?
The guy that created makes art. He made the
shirts. Oh, I thought you were going to say you have like a private
Scott?
Tailor.
No, Scott does the artwork, and the guy that actually gets them printed and made for us and me.
Yeah,
I was at his establishment and we were talking. And his name's Mark, and then he's like, "Oh no, oh shit!" Because I was in there shooting the shit for too long. Cause
yeah,
he talks, and he went running outside, and the fucking guy was giving us all tickets and.
For what?
How come?
For the meter's running out. It's not a good story.
I made a little bit of a scene.
$63.
Yeah, I got one too. I got one too. Got one too on Sunday.
I don't under, like,
I was making a scene. There's a space I normally park in, which is open parking till 11. Then it's the meter.
It's 50 cents an hour, right?
It's a dollar an hour.
Some places a dollar. It's a dollar. Let's say it's a dollar an hour. Where do they come up with the math where it's like, oh, you didn't pay the dollar?
There's no logic to this.
You're gonna
have
to pay.
No fucking logic.
6,000 and 63,000. Hey, 6,300% more.
Where do they come up with the idea we have to pay for parking when we pay taxes?
City revenue, bro.
Yeah, it's
and you know
it's
they
all...
make way more money. They don't go around and collect the change. No one fucking cares about it. It's the tickets. They make
someone collects the change. So that thing would fill up.
But I bet you, like, if you saw the pie chart, like 70-80% comes from the 60, tickets.
I'll tell you what.
63 oh, bucks why don't we put up with that?
I tell you what. When I see like the meter parking here on Melrose that takes cards, I don't even care. I'm like, great, fine, cards. It's the digging for change.
Absolutely.
Like a frantic raccoon that is the worst. Yep. It makes me hate the meters. Yep. If I can just give you my card and pay $2 for 2 hours, great, fine. Don't care.
Well, what they should do is have the technology where, like, they realize your car is there and they're going to charge you as long as you're parked there. They can scan your little license, but they'll never do that because they want to fucking fine you.
Yeah, it's a scam.
How do we put up with that?
It's a goddamn scam. I came out of a meeting Sunday morning. I had a ticket on my car. I parked in a different space, granted.
Made you want to drink, right?
And I made a huge fucking scene on video.
You should start drinking and sue the city.
I'm going to. I pulled out my camera and I shot this video screaming in front of people. I'm like, I go, look at this motherfucker. I go, blah, blah, blah. Blah, blah, blah. Here's what time it is. Showed my phone. I'm making
it's
this huge
not his
scene.
Fault or her
and then
fault.
I looked at, and then I realized, oh, I parked in a different parking space and the meter was expired.
I mean,
did you apologize in your video?
I looked at it and said, I'm sorry, Your Honor. And I'm still going to go to court and show him that video.
The person that takes that job, though, is it just because they need a job or is it take a certain type of person that wants it? Hey, do we
I've
have any parking
this.
Meters?
I've studied this for years.
You studied this for years?
They.
What are you talking about?
They.
Because I've seen Zootopia, and it seems like that's the way to become a cop, is you have to start
it's
at the bottom.
It's not the way to become a cop. It's not the way.
Zootopia.
People who are driving around in squad cars or riding the bikes never fucking were meter maids. Never. Never. Never.
Well, that's not how Zootopia goes. So.
Never. If you're a meter maid, you should quit and
either
have some
Mike
self-respect.
Is lying to us or Zootopia is lying
you
to
should
us.
Have some self-goddamn respect and quit your job because it's a piece of shit fuck job. It's the same thing if you're a goddamn tow truck driver that tows people away.
You want this to be your dad?
Just for the $600 or $700 bucks.
Seriously.
Go fuck yourself. Go fuck yourself,
right
tow
now.
Truck drivers. Fuck
have you ever
yourself.
Watched Parking Wars?
You motherfuckers.
Some of those
you
meter maids
piece
are
of
very
garbage.
Nice.
Yeah, the one out here is pretty nice now, too, but before they weren't. Hey, I was right. I've probably had 15 tickets here in the last 10
Angry
years.
Angry old man cast.
I'm walking out of the cafe next door. I look at the woman who's got her little computer out, and I go, that's me. It didn't click over yet. And as I'm approaching my car, it clicks to zero, and she goes, too late. And I fucking lost my shit. And I went, you fucking cunt. And she's like, and she starts telling me it's the threat. And there's a crowd out there. And I was like, fuck you. Fuck you.
Did she give you the ticket?
Yeah.
How?
Yeah. She was standing there because I had 1 minute and I was coming out of the cafe next door, right in front of this club, right there. And I went, that's me, as I was walking towards it. And it clicked to zero. And she goes, too late. And I honestly went, you cunt. I go, you cunt.
Yeah, I don't blame you.
Yeah, I wanted to fucking roundhouse kick her in the fucking throat,
that's
but I don't know how to, and I would have pulled a muscle in my leg.
Hey, hey!
You're not doing
it right. I told you the story. Sorry, Mike, I've already told the story, but a cop pulled me over once, because I used to get pulled over, I'm not kidding, like maybe once a week when I was like 16, 17, just terrible.
That's nuts.
I looked
what
awful.
Were you doing?
I forget the first 3 months of driving.
Were you wearing the femme skin of a black guy?
First 3 months of driving.
It's the only reason that
no,
I could
it was
think.
Not. The first 3 months, I think I was pulled over. I think I got like eight
Why
tickets or nine
Why is it funny
tickets?
To wear the femme skin of a black guy? Why is that funny to you? Why is that a punchline?
Because it's it would be fun to wear that, and then when the cop pulls you over, just peel it off, and he's like,
oh,
you can go.
Never mind. Whoa, sorry.
You
Whoa.
Can go. Whoa, made a mistake.
But he pulled me over, and I pulled over, and I was panicked, as I usually was. Actually, Derek used to get pulled over even more. I remember we were just driving and a cop was behind us and he just pulled over and the cop followed us over and he gets out of the car. He's like, why'd you pull over? He's like, because you were behind me. He's like, well, I wasn't pulling you over, but.
What did he find?
Nothing, but a cop pulled me over and I pulled over on the side of the road and it just happened to be like in a red.
Yeah.
Guy gave me a speeding ticket or whatever it was that I failed to do or did. And he gave me a parking ticket.
What?
On top
That's,
of that.
No,
that
bullshit.
Cannot.
Swear to God, happened. happened.
You must have been giving him an attitude.
You should have fought that one. That's ridiculous.
I think
ridiculous.
I just looked like I had attitude. I fought all of them and lost all of them. I was constantly in court.
You fought the law.
In court. That's when I was, because I did that, that's when I got to see one of the greatest things I've ever seen in my life. And, oh, it's become quite a quote around my house lately because my child, who snivels quite a bit.
Oh, Ethel.
No.
Great.
I told this story before, Mike. I'm sorry. You're going to hear it again.
Okay.
I'm in the court, and the kid, he's probably gearing 8 or 9 years old, right? And he got a ticket from a cop
riding his bike
the wrong way, going against traffic, which I think is smart. I still think if you're a little kid, especially, and you're riding your bike, you want to be going towards traffic so you can see a car swerving towards you.
That was actually the way to do it when I was a kid, and I never understood it.
Now you got to go with traffic. You're supposed to go with traffic, and if you go the other way, you can theoretically get a ticket. What kind of a pig? Oh, what kind of a fucking cop is going to give you a ticket to a little kid? You know what I mean?
Yeah, I don't
know. Thinks he's doing the right thing. So the kid, he got a ticket for going the wrong way, and his punishment was he had to stand up in front of court and read the law that he broke out of the fucking law book, right?
Yeah,
and he's like, and then section 6.A, these fucking gangsters.
30 days kids, for crying, you little pussy.
He's reading the thing.
Hammer.
These gangsters were like sitting back, like they're probably 17, 18 year old like homies.
Yeah.
And I'll never forget, it was the greatest thing ever. One gangster, he's like, "Guichos nivling, puto, you're getting off easy."
It sounds like a line from a movie. It doesn't seem real.
I swear to God, it was real. The judge, he didn't hit the gavel. He's like, "I'll deal with you later. You be quiet." But every time I hear my kids sniveling now, not every time, but most of the time,
"Guichos
nivling, puto." I usually leave it at that.
Yeah.
You're puto? Getting off easy.
I don't like the idea of being a little kid having to read something in court and having
I feel bad for
some
kid.
Hoodlums behind you.
And then you know what the kid was doing? The kid that said "Creature Sneveling"? I saw him carving like his tag into the fucking into the bench that he was like
what
that
were you
was
there for?
In front of him. I was there fighting one of the many tickets that I got. I swear to God, guys, I was in court about once every 2 weeks.
Did they know you?
Fighting tickets. No, it was always different judges. But like we all knew the judges, like, oh, that judge is the worst. I never
Wilson,
anyone.
He's the worst.
God, I hate courts. I hate them so much.
Oh, no shit. Especially the metal detector.
Tyler, enough with your little polls. It's going to rip this show apart, okay?
It's not. It's great.
You're ripping the show apart, Tyler.
I feel hurt.
Well, new poll. Is it ripping the show apart or not?
All right, I'll get one that you can win. Who's the worst?
All right.
Very, very hurtful.
Let's wrap it up.
No.
That's me. Whoa, okay. 131. Jesus.
Yeah, did you ever get there?
What?
Jesus High School?
Yeah, we told this. We told the Jesus High School.
No, there was no punchline though.
I told my friend really bleeding from head to toe.
But then what?
Then
nothing.
Is he still scarred?
Then yes, nothing? He looks like a burn victim.
Do you still know that guy?
Yeah, I'm gonna see him Saturday.
He looks like a burn victim because of that,
Michael. Jesus,
Mike,
Christ.
Dude, really? Come on.
Wait, is that one of your comedy bits that I'm ruining?
Thanks. Yeah. You ruined them all. It may have appeared that I didn't say anything interesting or funny, but it's all you stepping on my punchlines.
Okay. Wow. This came to a grinding halt. Kind of like my friend Paul on the slip and slide.
Didn't sound like he came to a grinding halt.
On the slip and
like
Christ.
Going. Slip and Christ? Is that what you called it?
Yeah.
That's not too bad.
Yeah.
Is there any place coming from your perspective as a religious person?
Two of them.
Using the image of Christ is inappropriate. And I'm not talking about something horrific, like a condom or something. I'm talking about, do you see it somewhere where you're like, that's weird?
I think he probably does often.
Like when somebody has a crucifix hanging from their rearview mirror, is that like a weird thing?
No,
like, is that like?
No. I'm sure some people. I'm not precious.
What about its placement in The Exorcist?
Growing up, my dad on the refrigerator had a Jesus magnet set that was Jesus, like just wearing the little, the little like loincloth that he's wearing on the cross.
Yeah,
and you could like put different outfits on him, like
Bermuda
disco
shirts.
Outfits, and like Tommy Bahama and shit like that. So, yeah.
I have that too.
Good.
Do you really?
I swear to God. I bought it on Archie McPhee.
Yeah.
I thought he was telling the truth.
No, it's Jesus on the cross.
Best dad
and he's
ever.
Almost naked, and then there's a bunch of outfits, and they're all magnets.
Yeah, it's great.
I also bought the drug dealing magnet set, which has like cocaine
like
and pot and all this stuff.
If you get bent out of shape about that, you're focusing on the wrong things in life.
I just wonder if it's
Tyler,
somewhere.
You're the best Christian ever. You really are.
Well, because sometimes you see like
because I'm the worst.
You
Christian
see the photo
ever.
From inside someone's cab in New York, and they've got all the Indian gods on their dashboard, and you're like, isn't that a weird place to have all those?
No, they
gods?
Get to look at them. It's like their office. They get to look at them, and yeah, they also other people get to see them. Yeah.
Because well, what about if you put one as a hood ornament, like a Jesus on the cross? Because that seems like the best place.
That'd be pretty good.
The best place?
Yeah, just a Jesus on the it's in the wind.
Why do they not use Jesus for branding? I know they do in movies unofficially, and that's like, well, like they Passion do. Of the Christ and the Passion of the Soldier, Hacksaw Ridge. Like they become like successful because of.
Why would they need to when they just ask for 10% and get it?
But like if they had Christ cars, like people like would buy them, right?
They have the world's biggest Patreon account,
dude. Chryslers.
That's right.
Chryslers.
Yes, that's what I just said.
Is that what? Is that?
What if you went completely Christian?
It's like I just ordered one ticket. Loser.
He could hear you.
When I walk out of here in 10 minutes, he'd be like, there's a fucking guy who said loser.
What if the super hot chick pulls up in a Lamborghini and orders one ticket? I'm with him. Then are you going to take it back and apologize?
All right. Yeah. Now we can't end on that now.
I just want to know how far you can take the religious thing with commercializing. And if the market's big enough, like if there was a Jesus car,
it would get shut down immediately by the Vatican.
Would
though.
Anyone
They'd be
buy
like,
it?
What are you doing? Cutting in on our action. Yeah. Where's our cut?
Like if it was, if there literally was like the Cadillac Christian.
Yeah. Cause it's not like that's trademarked, right? Could the Vatican come after you?
And no,
you
that,
could
that's
totally
Catholic,
create...
by the way, but, what? The Vatican's Catholic.
Yeah, I know. Who's at the center of Catholicism?
The Pope.
Jesus. We're talking about the same thing here.
Well, no.
It's not really the same thing.
What?
My dad doesn't listen to the Vatican.
That's... No, I know, because he's an offshoot. He's like a bastardization.
Yeah, wow. Christianity is an offshoot.
But Catholicism is where it all began, and there's little offshoots. Like, I'm picking up what you're laying down there, Vatican, but not all of it. Mm-hmm. I like this stuff over here.
Catholicism Vatican? Is where it started.
It's the Vatican to you.
Like, probably Greek Orthodox is probably like the
okay probably right but what I'm saying is that it's so funny they all
probably
fight
a caveman worshipped a lizard
they all love Jesus right but they all hate each other. It's just more examples of why humans are just we're just fucking so unevolved and ridiculous and awful. It's like, well, you're Protestant, no, I'm Lutheran, fuck you, and we're gonna bomb your shit now. Like what
no, I support that.
So you guys all love the same fucking guy that was the sacrificial lamb that came down here.
Yeah, but we love it more.
So upsetting. But no one actually owns his he's not proprietary, so you could
Pope.
That's interesting because anyone can publish a Bible. Anyone can publish a Bible.
Right? Well, Bible just means book.
We can make the AD Bible.
That's not a bad idea. It's going to be short. Easy read.
What's the Ten Commandments?
I mean,
thou shalt not listen to other podcasts.
Thou shalt not let another person speak without speaking over them.
Thou shalt not covet either one of your wives.
Thou shalt not but up not do the end of that joke.
The end. Number 10.
We got to think of a product where we just like slather
Jesus all over it. Yeah.
Slather Jesus.
Maybe something simple like tape.
Maybe like a t-shirt.
Remember I had that shirt, Jesus Hates Me. That went over big. Especially with the Christ lovers. That's why I had to stop wearing it. Because they would come up to me. Do you really believe your shirt, son?
Oh, that's upsetting.
Oh, so upsetting.
Yeah. Come on in.
Come on in. Just watch out for Mike.
Don't stay, though.
That's not very
Are you coming
welcoming.
To microwave?
Yeah.
You want to wrap this up?
Yeah.
Okay. You come on in.
Microwave while we wrap it up.
Ooh. Yeah. Jesus microwave.
That's not too bad.
He turns your like
worst,
fish into...
Worst
hot
possible
you
branding.
You can turn the light on if you need it. The Jesus microwave. Yeah, I don't get it. I don't think people would do that one.
What would they do?
Close.
I don't know, but you know what's funny is my grandma gave me some charm... That was in relation to the Catholic Church. It was like, what's it called? What are those people called?
Saints.
Yeah, and she's like, this is the saint of keeping you safe.
Yeah, it's called
while you drive.
A precious metal or immaculate metal.
But she gave me this thing, and I put it in my glove compartment, and I think it might be in the Outback now. I've moved it from car to car for like the past 25 years.
Oh, you left
years.
It in the Outback.
Because once somebody gives you something like that, you feel like the minute I take it out, I'm fucked.
Yeah. I got one from a
that would be a funny prank to keep giving someone those me. Like little like
they it's like the scene in the movie where they open the glove compartment and like 400 saints fall out.
Exactly. All right. Where's the button?
I would tell you guys a story.
Oh, shut up.
We got to do something for Patreon right now.
What is that?
You'll see.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it'll take less than 5 minutes.
No, I'm into it. I want to do it.
Oh, God, that's bright. Okay.
All right, keep it moving.
That's what Jesus said.
Keep it rolling. Shout out to everyone.
Bless you, my son.
Just keep it moving.
Oh, Jesus.
That wasn't bad. We're just waiting until somebody says something funny.
Keep it moving.